spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
All right, boys and girls, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today, whether you're joining us later on in the archives or if you're live with us here on DLive, Twitter, Entropy Stream, VK, or through redice.tv/live. Always a pleasure having you with us. Hope you're doing well. Chat, good to see you. Hope you're all having a wonderful Friday. It's Friday once again. Can you believe it? Amazing how quick the weeks fly by. Lana's with me right over there.
Hello. Good to be here. Get the party started.
So what's going on?
Well, we're going to talk about, as I had called her earlier, Jizz Lane.
Maybe it's not too far off.
It's so awful.
We'll see what comes in. What comes out of this here? But yeah, we're going to talk about that. Of course, the court docs were released here. Mm-hmm. I think it was midnight or something like that. Yesterday. So a lot of people have been using the last day here, combing through the documents. We have some highlights, of course. It's about 2,000 pages, so we haven't been able to comb through everything. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun. That'll be the main topic here for today. And then we have some other stuff too, some coronavirus updates and stuff like that. I was actually going to kind of just fire off a couple of thanks for some letters here, but I was so misorganized before I start that I have to kind of pull out the names and stuff. So I don't want to sit here and flicker through these.
If you guys missed the news, we're operating on snail mail now, right?
Right through the intro of the show. Bad optics, you know. Kind of thing. Anyway, thank you to everyone that's sent. Yes, Lana, as you said, snail mail is the preferred method right now. Of course, we do have Entropy Stream that you can pay through that for membership or cryptocurrency as well, and we activate those as soon as they come in. Just a shout out and thank you to everyone out there for your generosity. And if you haven't signed up, please consider it because we do need the help at this time. So, all right. I guess also we should mention, you know, in honor of Jesse Lee Peterson, of course, amazing. It's the last day of White History Month.
That's right.
He is the originator of that, I think. Right?
Yeah.
He started
Isn't
that.
It funny?
Yeah. July just feels white, he says. And of course, for those who don't know, he's a black guy who has no problems with white people.
Exactly.
All right. I saw another one here too. Quick on DLive, Lord Aragon donates a diamond and says they got Dr. Duke on Twitter. Press F.
I saw that, and people were still calling him in the news the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Like that was like 40 years ago, man. Like they're still pushing this thing. Like somehow he's KKK. He's running the whole operation. Like no, it's a Fed operation now. But I heard that he got kicked off because he was getting into, you know, risque area about coronavirus and vaccines and all that stuff. They are nuking people faster than you can say nuke.
Yep. Hal, I think his name is Hal Bigtree. I saw Michelle Malkin had him on afterwards. His YouTube channel was nuked completely. And again, just for speaking, and I'm not going to say truths about the coronavirus. I'm just going to say just speaking different opinions, different medical, scientific opinions, different conclusions based on the available data, looking harder at the data and stuff, and they're just slashing and thrashing.
It's amazing.
Like crazy. So
yeah, you know. Even people just talking badly about Big Pharma and the connection to this vaccine and all the money around it and all the stuff. Nope, can't talk about it.
Nope, just shut up, fall in line,
take
do
the
what
vaccine.
We tell, do what
just
we tell you to
and
do,
take it.
And just get in line and bend over. And shut up. I heard someone, I think it was Hard Bastard talking. It was just like, he was just like, I think they're gonna soon they're just gonna start hauling off people and just like putting them in jail and like they'll start killing people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just, when's that gonna happen?
Deviate too much from the narrow corridor of opinion and of ideology and just it's crazy, crazy.
Haul them off quietly in the night and all these missing people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was happening up in Portland, right? The Fed police there, but at the same time, they were doing things as well. They weren't just talking and sharing different viewpoints. They were actually trying to like burn down a federal building and stuff
officers.
Like that. So there is a big difference there. All right, boys and girls, super chats best through dlive.tv/redicetv. We keep an eye here throughout the broadcast on that. And also entropystream.live/redicetv. We'll keep an eye on that. And so a couple of more came in. Let me do those real quick and then we'll just dive into some of the topics here, guys. I see Patrick Casey over on DLive, donated a diamond.
Hi, good Patrick.
To see you. Good to see you, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Make sure you guys follow dlive.tv/Patrick Casey. Good guy, does a lot of good work. Thank you, Patrick. Conrad Curse with a Ninja Genie. Thank you so much. Says, hope all is well with the Red Eyes family and fellow members. Who does the speech in the intro? Yeah, so it's William Cooper, right? The classic kind of conspiracy theorist guy, right? He was right about a lot of things, hindsight, to be honest. And he was actually at the end of it. It was this kind of a contested, succession of events of what actually happened. But he was ultimately gunned down by police in his own home. I think this is back in 2002, maybe, or three. I don't think it was early. I think he was around for 9/11. I could be wrong. Maybe
true
it was,
police brutality.
Maybe maybe it was just before. And then the second part, that's G. Edward Griffin, who we've had on the show like two, three
times. Documentary filmmaker,
yeah.
We should have him back. I know he's really old now. I wonder what he would think about things, what he'd say about the current state of things.
He's the guy who interviewed the classic KGB defector. I was Bezmenov,
Yuri.
Right? Yuri Bezmenov and stuff like that. He's done a lot of good stuff over the years. Jaffas TV says, with a diamond, our skin is our uniform. Thank you, sir. Silosopher with a diamond. No message. Thank you. D.B. Cooper. Good to see D.B. Cooper. Isn't that the guy who went missing? Was it D.B. Cooper?
Was it?
I think it was D.B. Cooper. He's surfaced, guys, on DLive, watching Red Eyes TV. Sons of Diamond, no message. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Any other formalities?
Brad Grimbaugh. Wouldn't be the same without you and your freedom shekels, which just came in. And then also Entropy, Gaddius Maximus. Hello. For the recent financial terrorism committed against you folks. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Things have become particularly draconian ever since St. George Floyd went to the great watermelon patch in the sky. So keep going.
There's always one event that just kind of propels it massively forward, right? And then there's another, and then there's another. And it never goes in the opposite direction, right?
No.
It's just more tyranny, more censorship, more restriction, more madness, more mass psychosis, and less rational people that you can actually just talk to.
At this point, I'm like, we're banned from everything. At this point, we're operating on a snail mail. Like, what else is there?
We're still breathing and alive.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big problem.
Exactly. we have a roof over our head still, so that's a problem.
That's a huge problem, actually. Yep. all right.
Sweden. We haven't talked about Sweden for a while. Actually, so we've been neglecting Europe a little bit, too.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Weed Live. A Diamond says, thank you for streaming on DLive. Love Red Ice. Thank you, man. Good to see you here. Yes, exactly. Sorry, I'm a little bit disorganized here. Here's an interesting story here. Swedish Academy.
Forget the neo-Nazi part, but yeah.
Invokes obscure law to prevent neo-Nazi group quoting classic literature. Now, this is through the filter here of...
Zionist Breitbart.
Yeah, Breitbart, which of course you're just going to get pieces of the story. Now, and I actually intended to check out the details for myself right before we came on here, Nordfront, their website. I just didn't have time, so I'm going to look into it more. I suspect that there's always other layers that are like lost in translation and stuff like that. But if the basic premise is correct, the Swedish Academy has taken the Nordic Resistance Movement to court, alleging that the group may not quote works of classic Swedish literature
on their
website.
I thought it was a joke when I first read this.
The Academy, which chooses Nobel Prize winners for literature, has argued that the Nordic Resistance Movement website Nordfront has violated Section 51 of the Swedish Copyright Act.
How? You can't read poetry?
By frequently quoting several Swedish Romantic era poets. I mean, even that, there is a... What is it called? Like a statute of limitation, or even like the copyright law
time ago
falls apart, and you can't, you know, you can't do anything kind of thing. Section 51 of the Copyright Law states that works whose copyright has expired and fallen into the public domain are protected against reproduction in a way that violates the interest of spiritual cultivation. I've never heard that.
Listen to this crap.
Broadcaster SVT reports.
Leave it up to them, right? Oh my gosh.
Nordic Resistance Movement have argued, though, that they have not distorted the classic works because they have not simply reproduced them, because they have simply reproduced them exactly and stated that the section of the copyright law does not apply.
Well, of course not. So basically, they're reading poetry, they're using it, and this other side doesn't like it because of maybe the way that they're using it. They're interpreting something that's benefiting them or making them.
It's the wrong people using it. That's what it is.
It came out of their mouth. That's the problem.
You know, copyright, fair use copyright for me, but not for thee.
I mean, where's this going? Pretty soon, you can't quote these people and these people and these people, things that they said, because of who you are.
You have the wrong opinions, and it doesn't matter how, you know, again, yes, you might not agree with the opinions, but show where they're breaking the law then or something like that, right?
It's outrageous.
And then, you know, work from there. But in this point, it's just the wrong group.
And I just want to add to Breitbart calling them neo-Nazis and all these other things. Meanwhile, they support hardcore ethno-nationalism, national socialism for Jews in Israel, while they're decrying Swedes.
They also are super gung-ho about American nationalism, right? The whole Steve Bannon kind of offshoot and stuff like that. So
within reason, yes.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, but whatever. I mean, from their
detractors' point of view. But when it comes to Sweden, if there's some Swedish guys who want their country, their small country, to remain Swedish, oh my God, these horrible neo-Nazis. They just had to throw that little part in there. But
yeah, I would have to read more than that, but you get the gist. I'll look into it a bit further in detail, actually, when I have a little bit more time, a little bit stressed just right before we came on. I'll look into it, and we'll cover it, continue probably Sunday here, Week in Word coming up.
Free speech, Sweden?
Yeah, no, I mean, they've claimed that we have a proud tradition of free speech and one of the first countries in the world that actually put it into law and stuff like that. But all over the West now, this is going out the window. It's crazy. Tangentially related to this, too, was this here from Disclose TV, which I saw this
girls
going around,
and
too.
They
say strangely dressed groups of girls in pigtails, uniforms, and badges appear at different places in Germany.
Oh, my God, Nazis!
On the upper arm of light brown blouses, a so-called Wotan knot, it's called a Wolknut, can be seen as a patch. The Germanic symbol stands for warrior slain in battle. Police are investigating.
If you scroll down, though, it's talking about like the brown shirts and reminiscent of the Hitler Youth and stuff. But people were, I don't know if it's a troll. I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't, because this is the kind of stuff that Germany spends their time on. Remember, people are being investigated for honoring their culture.
For haircuts.
Their Germanic
They're being investigated
heritage.
For haircuts.
Exactly. Remember, there was these pamphlets going around in Germany warning about happy white traditional families and girls in braids and dresses. How that's a fascism. I mean, it is really insane that way. But
look
at
these girls singing here.
It's always Nazism, right? The Volknut stands for the Eye of Odin, right? It's an old Germanic symbol.
Yeah, there's
a lot of different
meaning involved into it. But the point is, it's like, you can't have that heritage. You can. It's like, and it's just guilt by association again, right? So the entire Norse symbolic archive needs to be just put in the toilet and flushed down, according to these people.
And wouldn't it surprise me if this is real, though? Young, cute, blonde girls in braids, honoring their heritage, probably have traditional values. Oh my God, let's investigate. These are Nazis that want to take over and push their traditional values.
Look at those braids.
Oh my gosh, those wholesome girls.
We cover that throughout the years too. Of basically, there are a back to the land movement in Germany. It happens in other countries too, but specifically in Germany, they're basically just farmers. They're out in the countryside. They're growing their own food. They have goats
and drones
pigs
are coming
stuff.
By from the paper like, to take pictures of these Nazis.
They're
like
Nazis
planting
because they're
carrots.
They're out in nature, so they're not they're Nazis. It's psychosis.
Oh my God! Look at them starting fires. I mean, this is how cuckoo these progressives are, and just like anti-nature and so far gone from reality. Like, people starting fires and camping is like some form of white supremacy and Nazism.
Of course, and we know about the park issue, right?
The great white outdoors.
Yeah, it's
right?
dangerous and then, of course, the haircut thing in itself is just incredible. But it wasn't like we've entered into an era where like everything goes and you can dress and look however you want, whatever hairstyle, but not this.
Not this,
right? So
a hammer sickle, you could be dressed like a total tramp and pierce up your face and tat it up and all these
perfect.
Colors.
I prefer it, in fact. But bottom line is, of course, every single heritage on this planet has symbols that have been associated with groups that at some point, if you go back far enough, that has slain and done all kinds of bad things, you know. But the fact is, it's only, for some interesting reason, there's only usually one or a couple from the European family that are singled out specifically as being outlawed kind of thing. It's crazy.
I saw a lot of guys commenting on here, hey, the wife material.
Yeah.
Like, where are these women at?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This one. Now, let me pull this up. So no charges are going to be filed against the police officer, Darren Wilson. Remember him who shot the cuddly bear, Michael Brown, in Ferguson, Missouri. This was after a five-month reinvestigation. Well, turns out the black guy there on the right, he was the prosecutor, Wesley Bell. And you know for obvious reasons why they put a black prosecutor here, right? Turns out they're not going to be prosecuting Darren Wilson. I have a little clip that we can play of him actually talking about it.
All right.
The 2014 shooting death of Michael Brown Jr., I'm Samantha Jones.
I'm Steve Savard. St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell just moments ago shared the results of a new investigation into the shooting of Michael Brown, which sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. Wesley Bell says he will not open
totally
a new
organic
case against Darren Wilson, the former Ferguson officer who shot Brown.
After an independent and in-depth review of the evidence, we cannot prove that he did. Out of respect for Michael Brown and for his family, I do not intend to relitigate the evidence in this case. These facts have been aired in public time and again, and this is a time for us to reflect on Michael's life, to support Michael's family, and to honor a transformative movement that will forever be linked to his name. My heart breaks for Michael's father, Michael Brown Sr., and his mother, Leslie McSpadden. I know this is not the result they were looking for, and that their pain will continue forever.
I think I also, the opinion here must be, well, that doesn't, that he should have circumvented the evidence and just charged him and prosecuted
because
him anyway.
He said, by Missouri's legal standards, not only would I have to prove his guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, but I would also have to disprove a self-defense argument beyond a reasonable doubt that he couldn't do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was very honest. I'm surprised by this. And of course, the Black Lives Matter people now want to kill this guy. And are blaming it on, like, these white supremacists are threatening him and pressuring him to come up with this decision and all this stuff. There's a video, if you scroll down, of some guy shouting at him, like,
this
shame on
here.
You, you know? Yeah.
This one here, yeah.
It's over. This your last term, bro. You know that. You don't care nothing about black people. You lied. You said you was going to get a special prosecutor. Why you ain't sitting down to Ashley Hall? What about Terry Tillman?
Yep. A special prosecutor. What do you mean? You said you was going to get a special prosecutor. You mean someone who's just going to lie?
Yeah, but, you know, again, I mean, this is how it should be. It should be objective according to whatever evidence exists, right? But there's so much corruption today and so many agendas weaved into it. Very few people do an objective kind of point of view. And that's also, I guess, why they just suspect, well, someone must have gotten to him then and convinced him that this is, you know, because it's a corrupt police system or something like that. And although that happens, of course, I'm not going to pretend like it doesn't, right? But this kind of went in the wrong direction as far as the establishment is concerned, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what's kind of interesting about it. All right, let me do a couple of these here before we move on. I did that one. Tapio, Diamond, thank you. Conrad Kirst again with the Diamond. Any update on Red Ice Finland? I miss Impivaara. We have to get a hold of Juha again here. If he's,
come on, Juha.
If he's watching. I've been trying to reach him and I haven't reached him. I hope everything good. If you're watching, please come back. Send us an email or a message on
He does have a really unique look and a voice. I know it's a lot of people like you.
Well, that's a Finnish.
I know. It's truly voice. Exotic.
It's if you're in Finland, it's boring. It's just Finns and Finns and Finns. Remember the clip?
And their bone structure is really unique. You know, I can always that's a Finn.
There's some Karelian kind of overlap that with
I like
little
it.
Western
old.
Russia. Yep. RoboThink with a diamond. No message. Spencer the First with a diamond says, "Hail Sir Henrik, Lana, and chat. Hope all are well." Good to see you, Spencer. Max Headroom with a diamond says, "Norse culture. Somebody call a cop."
pretty much.
Spencer the First again with a diamond says, "We can't be Christian or pagan. We just can't be." That's right. We cannot. It's our very existence which is offensive, and so that's why they're going after our heritage. Because, well, I won't. They need to grind us down to a nub until there's nothing left. And then we have nothing left to live for. So then we give up and walk off the stage of life. Jaffas with a diamond says, "Unity, positivity, and Pop-Tarts for all." Well, there you go. It's a message I can get behind. All right, let's see here. What else did we have? We watched
Ellen DeGeneres.
This one, yeah. This
now, it turns out her executive producers have been accused of sexual misconduct, to say the least, and being overall perverts by several employees. No doubt, you know, it's always liberals are the worst perverts and most guilty of what they accuse rightists of doing. And in this case, it's pretty bad, and it goes pretty deep and behind the scenes.
Hey, watch out here. Papa Lazaro says, can you pause the show for a minute? I need to pee. we'll do that right here. go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, so they're hitting on men, they're hitting on women, they're grabbing their packages. One of the producers is even taking a shower so people can see with the door open because he has a shower in his office, asking them if they're tops and bottoms. I mean, just all this kind of stuff. Literally grabbing the pussy, right? Now, they always get on Trump like, oh my God, he's grabbing by the pussy comment. Like, they're literally grabbing penises and vaginas, like behind the scenes at Ellen DeGeneres.
This is a family-friendly show.
It's very
now.
Graphic, well, but this is what they do. Just to put it in perspective, it's always these progressive work environments, right?
Of course.
We're so progressive, we're so tolerant, we're feminists, and they're always the most toxic, dirty, pervy environments, as always, right?
Well, and we've said it before, but why do you think so many of these people are pointing fingers and trying to fight boogeymen and bad people out there and all the time? I mean, Ellen has a very strange...
but she claimed she didn't know this was going on. She claimed she didn't know that any of this was going on.
Of course she would claim that.
And she claimed this is a positive work environment where all are equal and treated great. I'm like, how many conservatives do you have working there? But I also hear that she's a piece of work herself. Like, you can't look at her. You can't talk to her. Like, she's real just bitch on wheels, this one I hear.
But. Remember the weird, like... you know, I think it was MGM, right? The hotel, the Las Vegas shooting, and she was one of the first, or she was the only one that got an interview with the Jesus guy, right? Wasn't it the brave security guard that had busted down the door?
Yeah.
And then he just disappeared and stuff, and she had some connection to MGM, and I don't know,
there's
weird
also
things.
A Wayfair connection, by
the way. Of course there is, right?
With her, and she's done some really... bizarre videos that people were like, is she alluding to some kind of child trafficking here?
Type things.
Just weird stuff. But surprise, her head honcho producers are total disgusting pervs. They do all this bad stuff behind the scenes. And as usual, there's all these employees that they don't come out. They're such cowards, a lot of these leftists. They just take it because they want to be in Hollywood or they want to make it. So they just put up with this bad behavior until it's acceptable, until they're going to get some brownie points.
Until they can benefit from it.
Exactly. I was harassed or touched or he grabbed me or whatever. I mean, some of their producers were even hitting people up for oral sex and stuff like that and like saying, hey, I'll do this for you. I mean, the typical like Hollywood sleaze kind of stuff.
Yeah, but this is, as on my point, it's the same environment. MGM, you know, it's the same production companies. Although I must say, this is BuzzFeed News. How much can we trust this? I don't know about this. I'm feeling a little bit insecure. Yeah, I know there was other sources too.
But apparently they interviewed 40 past employees that quit, and they're talking about what a toxic workplace it is and all this stuff. And she's just acting like she didn't know anything was going on. And then these producers were just shocked at how the media can slander and attack them. It's like.
The leftist media.
Dershowitz
later, we can get into him. I have a piece about that too. It's pretty interesting. When it happens to them, it's just all hell breaks loose, right? Oh, someone lied about me. Neil DeLorean with the diamond says, following Owen Benjamin versus Patreon. I'm not. I do want to see what happens there, though. That would be interesting. I forget when he was kicked off of there. Ragnar with a diamond says, thanks for the show, guys. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for the diamond. HM1 with the diamond. Love you guys. Love you too, man. Sign Wolf, look at this, with the Ninjet. Well, thank you. That's awesome. Thank you, Sign Wolf. Really appreciate it. Thank you for the support. He says, time to revolt against the modern world. Hail Red Eyes. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Do you have any there, Lana?
Let me check here.
Did you do the entropy? There's a couple of there, actually.
Yes. Let me refresh here.
You could take those. Otherwise, I have them right
trying
here.
To wash myself of the sleaze after reading that article. God.
Ellen DeGenerate.
Oh, no surprise, you know. Okay, let's see. Cuck-free zone. Do you guys do a poll yet for the best places to move to? I'm thinking Montana, Wyoming, or South Dakota. Not yet, but we have an idea of some of those places.
Yeah.
But we can also do a poll externally here, so we can get some ideas from you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Start the great migration, huh?
Yep, that's right. We should do when we do the call-in show, we should just schedule that here soon.
We said we were going to do one a month.
I know, we just have to start. We just have to start doing it. Maybe Thursdays or Tuesdays or something like that. And then we can just have kind of a theme or something, and that could be one of them. Mm-hmm. Locations, do a poll, and we could do some good stuff and all those fun things. All right, Let's dive into this then.
To court, the other perv.
Docs yes. detail Maxwell's constant orgies with young girls on Epstein Island. Now, I'm just going to show a couple of headlines here first, and then we're going to actually look at some of the docs, some of the excerpts. Some people have taken screenshots and stuff like that, right? But just to give you a little slice here of what we're talking about, Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged Madame Ghislaine Maxwell used his private Caribbean island to host constant orgies and once flew in a group of European models to fulfill their sexual fetishes. And European, Epstein accuser, claimed, more to that later, by the way, claimed in a newly released court document. Virginia Guffrey, who has accused Epstein and Maxwell of abusing her, detailed the sex-obsessed world of the pair in 2016 deposition in a civil case against Maxwell that was made public for the first time Thursday. Guffrey testified Maxwell had continuous sex with girls and women in front of her, some of whom she believed was as young as 15. She said, "There's just a blur of so many girls." Guffrey told Maxwell's attorneys when asked if she could name girls she saw Maxwell had sex with. "There were blondes, there were brunettes, there were redheads, they were all beautiful girls. I would say the ages ranged between 15 and 21.
This old lady? I mean, it's just disgusting. What is she?
I thought she was
a cougar, but it turns out she is for girls, too.
Listen to this here. Ghislaine Maxwell allegedly undressed teen victim of Jeffrey Epstein. There's more to this here, too, but... Maxwell allegedly undressed Jeffrey Epstein victim Virginia Guffrey before the pedophile told the teen to lick his nipples when he first abused the girls at his Palm... I don't mean to laugh, but it's just so disgusting.
Yeah, they're always
Palm Beach mansion, according to a statement.
Kinky stuff.
In the 2011 statement, Guffrey described her first encounter with Epstein when she was a teen after being approached by Maxwell at the Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, right? Remember Trump? And there was this accusation regarding... Some people have said, and we'll get into that here in a moment, but how deeply involved is he? Allegedly, he called the cops on Epstein, and he couldn't come back to Mar-a-Lago after some of this was found out and stuff, but that could just be a cover. We don't know quite there yet, right? But just keep that in mind, that that's part of the story here, like the Florida environment. Trump recently wished her well, and some people said, yeah, well, that's because he's like, yeah, I wish you well, kind of thing. Like, she's going to go down, kind of thing. But anyway... she told the lawyer that her father dropped her off at the house and Maxwell led her up the stairs to a secret room past his bedroom that had a steam room, shower, and massage table. It's kind of like a secret room, and it's got a whole bunch of decorative pictures of pornographic literature and sex toys, she said. She was then introduced to Epstein, who was lying naked on top of a massage table, Guffrey said. For the first hour, she massaged Epstein, but then he flipped over and exposed himself to her. With his egg-shaped penis. it doesn't say that there, but... Maxwell then allegedly insisted she undresses and began taking clothes off Guffrey, who was wearing her white Mar-a-Lago uniform. "I was so afraid thinking about upsetting and disappointing them. I don't know, it's a weird situation by far, and I was expected to lick his nipples and give him oral sex while he wanted to fondle me," she said. "Then at the end, I was told by Ghislaine to get on top and straddle Jeffrey sexually, and when we were done... we went and had a shower in the room, and Jeffrey told me to wash him up and down," she said, right? So that's some of these excerpts coming out. Check out this one. This is from Miami Herald, which, of course, have done kind of the primary work, really, on ensuring that this case has continued. Essentially, this is the reason why, largely, I mean, there's other things, but Miami Herald, and I forget the, I used to know her name, the I think was it Banks or Wells or something like that? The journalist, very, very good journalist, who for once actually, did real journalism and actually ensured that these people were in the position that they've ended up in, right? Last August, listen to this, the court unsealed nearly 2,000 documents in the defamation lawsuits involving Virginia, who alleges Maxwell recruited her and others who were underaged for sex with Epstein and other powerful men. The documents provide a detailed picture of Maxwell's alleged obsessive quest to produce girls to satisfy Epstein's insatiable sexual appetite. And they provided sordid details of Maxwell's alleged involvement, which undercut efforts by Maxwell's attorney to distance Maxwell from Epstein's sex crimes. In one document, the transcript of Guffrey's deposition, she describes how Maxwell brought her and her father from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, which we read, where they both worked to Epstein's mansion, gaining the trust. Guffrey recounts that Maxwell even stripped naked with her the first time she was abused as a minor by Epstein. So then Ghislaine told me she wanted me to undress and began to take off my shirt and skirt, my white uniform from Mar-a-Lago. She also took off her shirt and got undressed. And so I was there with just my undies on, and she was completely bare, your face said. So she's like joining in on this.
And like, what does she have to gain from all this, too? Why does she care about Epstein so much? Yeah, I mean, she's obviously a super perv.
Remember the details that came out about they wanted Virginia Giuffre, to carry their child? Remember, there was like, we're a happy little family here. We're all like, you know, getting, you know, forcing her and getting off of her, you know, on this, of course. But then, you know, they were like shocked that she didn't want to do this and stuff. And they offered her money and you have to sign everything away and weird things like that. She detailed how Maxwell took nude photographs of her for Epstein and described a secret room, kind of what we said there, with the entire wall covered with photographs of nude underage girls who'd been through the Palm Beach mansion. And she alleged that within 9 months, Maxwell involved her in efforts to produce other underage girls for Epstein. The same transcript also names people who traveled with Epstein. While many of the names have been publicly linked to Epstein before, seeing them in the context of the document was jarring. Giuffre tells of celebrities traveling with Epstein, like magician David Copperfield, model Naomi Campbell, former Sony Records president Tommy Mottola, and Alexandra Cousteau, granddaughter of the famed undersea explorer, Jacques Cousteau. Giuffre also provided a sworn statement about former President Bill Clinton visiting Epstein's Little St. James. I have more on that here. It's just crazy. But look at some of this here. Virginia Giuffre describes Ghislaine's Maxwell's breasts and pubic hair in court documents. And remember,
there's
going to
be some weird stuff there, too.
Yeah, now, remember the...
Right?
Again,
all these people are just disgusting.
The deposition about his egg-shaped stuff. And so that's been coming out.
Bunch of weirdos.
Actually, this one I want to save a little bit for later because that one is kind of funny.
It's usually the richest people that are just the weirdest. They have these weird hang-ups and tastes and
isn't it great? Disgusting. Isn't it wonderful? So we're looking at over 2,000 pages here, as I said in the beginning. A lot of people are still combing through these. They're trying to find the gems in it, and we have some outtakes from that too, but we can add a link down in the description below later. I can dunk a PDF link in the chat right now as well if you guys want to check it out. Could be a good resource. People are, of course, control effing and searching for you know, names and different things. Although I did notice that search sometimes is not the best in these because they format things a little differently. And sometimes if they've been transcribed or automatically converted from like a typed or print or scanned paper over to text,
it doesn't always pick up on everything.
It can add spaces in between, and it's, you know, it's not rock solid, which means you have to kind of go through it, right? But yeah, so here it is anyway. And so, of course, people were beginning to dig out stuff. So who's named? Who's named in these particular docs, right? A lot of different names here. Some of them. Alan Dershowitz named at least 86 times, by the way.
A piece of work that guy is.
Holy smokes, this guy. We'll look at him in a moment here. Prince Andrew is known, of course. Bill Richardson, George Mitchell, Glenn Dubin, Marvin Minsky, Jean-Luc Brunel, which is, of course, the fashion agency Marvin Minsky, I think, is a Harvard, a lot of Harvard scientists and academics, too. Stephen Hawking, I saw, was named as well.
Cruised in on his wheelchair.
Guess so. Crazy. Huh? Stephen Kaufman, Thomas Pritzker, Prince, and hotel owners also included are some of the outtakes here, too. Here was a pretty good thread. I guess we can just kind of casually scroll through it. It's just so much, right? Technofrog had been posting excerpts on this, starting with allegations of minor being trafficked to Maxwell, Prince Andrew, and Alan Dershowitz. This dude is releasing a thread here. The allegations include that Epstein also sexually trafficked the then minor Jane Doe number 3, making her available for sex to politically connected and financially powerful people. Prince Andrew, Duke of York, Miss Maxwell, Jean-Luc Brunel, Alan Dershowitz, of course, some of the people mentioned. Let me just go through the thread here a little bit too. And feel free to jump in because I have a lot to go through here too. The trafficking scheme was international in scope. In France, Ghislaine Maxwell ordered her to give an erotic massage to a French hotel magnate. Deposition to the victim. I was ordered by Ghislaine Maxwell to go and give an erotic massage. Where did you have sex with the owner of a large hotel chain in France around the time of Naomi Campbell's birthday party? In his own cabana, townhouse thing. It was part of a hotel, but I wouldn't call it a hotel. Jeffrey was staying there. Ghislaine was staying there. Emmy was staying there. I was staying there. this other guy was saying that, I don't know his name, I was instructed by Ghislaine to go and give him an erotic massage, right? Here's Minsky right here. Ew. Serious allegations. Ew. Maxwell directed the minor to have sex with former MIT. That's right. I thought it was Harvard. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which of course could arguably, you know, the transhumanist weird thing, connection to Epstein and all that stuff, right? But here's Marvin Minsky at Epstein's complex in the U.S. Virgin Islands. So this guy went to Pedophile Island to diddle kids, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly, right?
He has that look about him, gotta say.
Where were you and where was Miss Maxwell when she directed you to go have sex with Marvin Minsky? I believe it was the U.S. Virgin Islands, Jeff. Sorry, Jeffrey Epstein's island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. We continue here. Allegations against Dershowitz. Not only did Dershowitz abuse the minor, but he helped draft a non-prosecution agreement to have Dershowitz immunity. Of course he did. Mm-hmm. There's another thing, too. They wrote certain statements to get the judge to block these documents, to protect him and all this kind of stuff, right? Let's read a little bit from this here. Also on private planes in New York, New Mexico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, in addition to being a participant in the abuse of Jane Doe No. 3 and other minors, Dershowitz was an eyewitness to sexual abuse of many minors by Epstein and several of Epstein's co-conspirators. Dershowitz would later play a significant role in the negotiating the NPA on Epstein's behalf. Indeed, Dershowitz helped negotiate an agreement that provided immunity from federal prosecution in the Southern District of Florida, not only to Epstein, but also to any potential co-conspirators of Epstein. Holy smokes, it's so much corruption here. It's incredible. Thus, Dershowitz helped negotiate an agreement with a provision that provided protection for himself against criminal prosecution in Florida for sexually abusing Jane Doe No. 3. Because this broad immunity would have been controversial if disclosed, Dershowitz, along with other members of Epstein's defense team and the government, tried to keep the immunity provision secret from all of Epstein's victims and the general public, even though secrecy violated the Crime Victims' Rights Act, right? So this is how they get a foot in and the courts and...
Dirty.
They know the judges dirty. And all that kind of stuff, right? So that's just one little kind of outtake from there. Let me take a couple of DLive chats here before we move on, ladies and gentlemen. Let me scroll back up here. See, I lose my place sometimes in this. I hate that. Let me see. I want to make sure I didn't miss him. We had Shine Wolf with the Ninjet there. Thank you again, Shine Wolf. John Saxa here is next, I think. Wasn't her name on Epstein's flight manifest too? Oh, yeah. Her name on Epstein's flight manifest, too. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, she traveled many, many times there. Many, many others. I think they're a little black book they refer to as that. So they kept very rigid logs of all this stuff, right? GCGC with the Ninja Genie. Thank you. Says, eventually, we will have to reclaim and assert our symbols and our history. Totally agree. Thank you. Uber Groiper with a Ninjet. Well, awesome. Thank you, Uber Groiper. Really appreciate it. Very generous of you. And same thing to Sign Wolf, of course. Says, hail Henrik and Lana, hope you guys are doing good. Remember, just by surviving and thriving, we are winning. We are in it for the long haul.
That's right.
Thank you, Obergrupper. Appreciate that. A Merry Folk with a diamond says, I voted for Cody, Wyoming. Really perfect. Cody. Oh, it's a...
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Cody. Wyoming's right next to Idaho.
Yeah.
And I've heard good things about Cody. I haven't actually been there, though.
Cody, Wyoming. Interesting.
Check it out.
We're actually watching, I guess we could say, we're watching the... Missing 411.
Oh my gosh!
Last night, we should cover
not
that.
Not good before bed. Yeah,
no.
These missing people that go missing in these national parks.
And I just noticed
the
there
woods.
Was a lot of like, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana.
That's
stuff
where
like
all
that,
the
really
land
weird.
Is, and the deep forests
yeah.
are now.
Yeah, right. Some in California and stuff. But I think we'll do something on that one. So it's
yeah,
fascinating.
It's,
some of
it's
those
bizarre.
Cases, it was just completely.
You guys
bizarre.
Haven't seen what was the documentary called? Did we watch it?
It was Missing 411. But there's like two different ones. One is about five cases of kids. I think that's the first one that came out. Then there's a second one, which is even more like just off the wall.
And it was
weird
produced
stuff
by he was a former police investigator guy who
Daniel. Vespuzzi or Giuseppe, I forget what his name was, but yeah, we'll do something on that once, but it's crazy.
David Paulides, I think it was.
Yeah, Paulides. Yeah, that's right. Uncle Bertie with a diamond says red eyes didn't do nothing. That's right. Nothing. Actually.
No, we didn't.
That's right. We did mouth noises that they don't like. Flying Baguette with a diamond says, by the way, the name of Ellen DeGeneres Yeah, by the name. The name of Ellen DeGeneres appeared on Wayfair. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think she talked about there. Owns some shares in it, too, or something.
Of course she does. Ellen Harris with a diamond says, how long before Mossad get Maxwell like her dad? Probably not too long, I would assume. We'll see what happens. But I suspect this won't go on for too much longer right now. Flying Baguette says, Epstein. From Epstein to Maxwell to Wexner to Rothschilds. There is a link. There is a Wexner Rothschild link, actually, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, you're right. Flying Baguette is crazy. Goes to the highest halls of power of this planet. Roar with the diamond says the Israel connection of Epstein will be ignored. Of course it will. JCJC with the diamond again says when blue people ruin white people, Epstein. Draconian Gimp of Death with the diamond. I love you, beautiful hearts. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Same to you. Max Headroom with the diamond says, I hope Dershowitz crashes and burns from Ghislaine. I hope you're right. JCJC again with a Ninja Genie. Thank you. And then one day, for no reason at all, a tiny assassin zooms by his Italian car. JC again with the diamond says, Marvin Minsky runs the AI program at MIT. Yeah, see, all this weird, like really high top tier kind of science and development of the new technologies. It's crazy. Let me see here. Where were we? Right there. A couple of more. We have much more to get to here. A diamond by 369 Bear, I think it is. Is there a link to all the documents? Yeah, I dumped that in the chat. I can do that one more time here, guys, before we proceed. Doing that again on DLive here, and then I'll do it also on in the Restream chat, so that should show up on Twitter and VK and stuff like that if you're tuning in that way. There you go. Thank you, Bear, for that. Nerms Diamond, no message. Soros bought Diamond says Ellen, Colbert, and Kimmel are next. I certainly hope so. They deserve it. Soros bought with a Diamond says Bitcoin is anti-Semitic. Is that a new claim?
I'm sure.
I'm sure it is. We have a actually we might run that. I have a funny interlude from a guy complaining on Bitcoin. And he's like in the pockets of payment processors and stuff like Visa, MasterCard. RoboThink with the diamond, no message, thank you. Our Lives Matter with the diamond says lots of tribal knowledge here. That's right. SorosBot with the diamond says Dirt Dersh not looking good these days. He certainly does not. Let me proceed here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me make sure we have all our ducks in a row. Where are we here? Yeah, here we go. Here's the Bill Clinton connection. That Ghislaine Maxwell court documents. Bill Clinton visited Jeffrey Epstein's island along with two young girls. This is, of course, not a surprise. This has been out. This has been out in the open for a long time.
Yeah, he's a rapist. Time. We all know he's up to no good.
The Clinton crime syndicate have murdered a lot of people over the years. Let me just put it that way. And a lot of people are dismissing it. It's just, well, that's crazy conspiracies and stuff. But these are some of the most... A
lot of missing people.
Most corrupt people you can imagine. Out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Running drugs out of there and like all kinds of crazy shit.
Of course, it's no surprise that the most corrupt people rise to power. Of course.
No. The documents were from a new, now settled defamation lawsuits filed by one of Epstein's victims, blah, blah, blah. She said the couple subsequently pressured her into having sex with numerous rich and notable men, including the Duke of York, U.S. politicians, wealthy entrepreneurs, a famous scientist and fashion designer. Maxwell and all of the accused men have denied those allegations for years. Here's the Clinton part. During a telephone with her lawyer, Jack Sarkola, Ms. Gurfier claimed that former U.S. President Bill Clinton visited the island along with, quote, two young girls. Question is, how young? You know that it's going to be probably below age of consent for these guys, right? Mr. Sarkola asked if she had any recollection of Epstein telling her that Bill Clinton owes me a favors. Yes, I do, Ms. Gurfier replied. It was a laugh, though. He would laugh it off. You know, I remember asking Jeffrey, what's Bill Clinton doing here? My eyes are playing tricks on me. What's Bill Clinton doing here kind of thing? And he laughed it off and said, well, he owes me favors. Of course he does. However, Mrs. Gurfey said Epstein never told what her favors, what favors were that Clinton owed him. Yeah, so anyway, that's the point with that. Bill Clinton, of course, being being charged. All right, let's look at Alan Dershowitz a little bit more here. So as we said, he was named 86 times just in these most recent documents, right? And he's been tweeting about this. He's trying to defend his honor and all this kind of stuff. He's been on this for a couple of days.
Not now, working,
back in
Alan.
July 20th, he said, now again, go after the journalist. That's what he's doing now. Listen to this here. Why isn't the Miami Herald investigating the unethical and illegal request by the reporter, Julie Brown? She is the one who's doing the good work, right, as I mentioned before. Asking me to break the law by disclosing to her sealed documents. I refused. She apparently got to other lawyers to illegally disclose sealed material to her. So he's trying to, like, intimidate and threaten these people. Listen to this little excerpt here from one of the documents. One such powerful individual that Epstein forced then minor Jane Doe number 3 to have sexual relations with was former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz, a close friend of Epstein's and well-known criminal defense attorney. And remember, he's defended some of the most vile...
guilty.
Knowingly guilty. Like, he knows that they have murdered people, and he goes in and, like, well...
just, defends him.
It's my job to defend him. Like, knowingly lie and skew and convince the jury to do it in their favor. That's incredible. Right. Epstein required Jane Doe number 3 to have sexual relations with Dershowitz on a number of occasions while she was a minor, not only in Florida, but also on private planes in New York, New Mexico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In addition to being a participant in the abuse of Jane Doe number 3 and other minors, Dershowitz was also an eyewitness to the sexual abuse of many other minors by Epstein and several of Epstein's co-conspirators. Dershowitz would later play a significant role in negotiating the NPA on Epstein's behalf. Indeed, Dershowitz helped negotiate an agreement that provided immunity, as we said before, from federal prosecution in the Southern District of Florida. So he was involved. He knew this. He was... his claim was, of course, that he kept his pants on or something like that, like the actual statement that he made about this. Let me see if I can get this to load here.
God, he's so disgusting.
I have that excerpt too here. Let me see if we can get this to load. No, I guess not. Okay, well, let's return to this here. Check this one out too, according to Dershowitz here. In 1997, Dershowitz wrote an op-ed titled "Statutory Rape is an outdated concept." He suggested 14 could be a pretty good age of consent.
Jeez.
look at this here. This is crazy shit, right? So as you can see, penned by Mr. Alan Dershowitz, right? The age of consent is the first yellow highlighted part here. And he says here, based on the, moreover, puberty is apparently arriving earlier. Okay, good. particularly among some ethnic groups, based on the demographic criteria, the age of consent should be lowered. It certainly should not be as high as 17 or 16. Reasonable people can disagree over whether it should be as low as 14. 15 would seem like an appropriate compromise.
And of course, we're not talking about like a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old or like a 16-year-old.
No, it's like
and
a 73-year-old.
A 19-year-old. Okay, we're not talking about like fellow teenagers. Exactly. We're talking about dirty old men who want young girls and boys. Yep. And they are disgusting and they should be neutered.
Perhaps there should be a staircasing below 15 with the penalty increasing inversely with the age of the victim. There may even be constitutional limitations on making the age of consent too high. The Supreme Court has suggested in the abortion context that young women do have reproductive rights at a certain unspecified age.
Well, none of that should be happening. They shouldn't be having abortions. They shouldn't be having sex. They shouldn't be doing any of that at that age.
So this is the
problem.
The quality. Of these guys here, right? This one, did you see this one too?
Yeah, this was just disgusting.
I don't know if you've read anything from it. I can go through it. Smears of victims here, right? So Alan Dershowitz smears Jeffrey Epstein's victim, Maria Farmer, as anti-Semitic, right? This is a pretty long, hefty article, but she's currently right now battling cancer.
And chemotherapy. She's very sick.
Yeah, very sick. Well. She's the one who did the very bizarre kind of artwork with like... Les Wexner and Ghislaine was in there and Dershowitz was in there. It was like reptiles.
Just shout anti-Semitic
stuff,
and then it's like, okay, book closed, you know?
Yeah.
Just like shouting racist and Nazi and fascist and all. Then you don't have to explain if you were trying to abuse 14-year-old girls.
Dershowitz on Wednesday smeared Epstein victim Maria Farmer as anti-Semitic while she's in the middle of undergoing treatment for brain cancer and struggling to survive, let alone defend for herself. As the New York Times reported last year, Maria Farmer and her young sister, Annie, were the first people to report Epstein to the FBI and NYPD all the way back in 1996. Dershowitz on Wednesday evening posted an article he wrote for Newsmax titled, "Key Witness in Epstein Case Made Anti-Semitic Claims." Do you see how the dirt flinging begins immediately, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Where he took comments of hers condemning Ghislaine Maxwell's alleged supremacist views completely out of context and accused her of sharing anti-Semitic canards that would sound like they came from, quote, the protocols of the elders of Zion. Jesus Christ.
And, of course, he has a dog in the fight, so, you know.
In one particular...
Can't criticize him for anything, otherwise you're anti-Semitic.
Yeah, just nice. It's a trick. We use it as one of the ministers in Israel.
Prime minister,
right?
Female one, yeah.
In one particularly hilarious example, Dershowitz said Farmer was anti-Semitic for saying Epstein and Maxwell were connected to the Rothschilds. Even though Dershowitz himself told Fox News' Laura Ingraham on Fox News late last year that he was introduced to Epstein through Lynn Forrest, the Rothschild.
Well, there you go. Is it true or not?
Farmer claimed to have evidence that the Israeli Mossad hired Jeffrey Epstein to videotape prominent American political leaders committing acts of pedophilia so that Israel could blackmail them into doing their bidding.
That's just
this is a highly likely scenario. Yes. It's not just out of completely off the wall and weird. Like, and this is the
totally
links.
We got you. Now do what we say.
That's what's happening. Yeah, this is the links on the back end. Only the scum rise to the,
and
to the top.
And here we are.
You know?
Israel first, America.
Yeah.
Right now.
And of course, even with Trump, obviously, as we'll get into here. Dershowitz said, and that the entire conspiracy was under the protection of the direction of the Rothschilds. Dershowitz also constructed this quote of hers where he compiled multiple of her statements into one, which, of course, is a common tactic that agenda journalists do all the time. They take a thing over here and then another thing over here.
We'll just put them together.
And then they add a little interpretation swing on what emotions you were going through when you were saying that. Gleefully or happily, or you know, shit like that. They are, quote, Jewish supremacists, unquote, and they are, quote, all connected, unquote, through a mysterious organization called MEGA, which is run by Leslie Wexner, who is, quote, the head of the snake, unquote. As a reminder, the former Prime Minister of Israel and head of Israeli military intelligence, Ehud Barak, was pictured hiding his face while entering Jeffrey Epstein's New York City townhouse, which was given to him for free, by the way, by pro-Israeli billionaire Les Wexner in 2016. A lot of the money seems to be coming from Wexner, who in turn is probably getting it from Israel and or Rothschilds, right? But yeah, so this continues. I'm not going to go through it all, but there are some. Here's the opener to Dershowitz's piece, right? The central witness in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, the person relied on by Netflix in its documentary series, Filthy Rich, is a 50-year-old woman named Maria Farmer. It now turns out that she may have been motivated by the anti-Semitic attitudes she has long harbored. To falsely accuse prominent Jews of sexual misconduct, this is some of the bigotry Maria Farmer spewed during a recorded two-hour interview that can be heard online, such as, I had a hard time with all Jewish people. I think it's all the Jews. They think Jewish DNA is better than the rest of us, quotes like
well,
that. And he goes on from there. All right. So pretty crazy stuff. So here it is. His brilliant defense, right? You might remember it. Check this out here.
Dershowitz is a longtime friend of Epstein's who represented him in the criminal underage sex case.
Could you please? I never saw a young underage woman.
Yet Epstein's former butler swore under oath that Dershowitz was at Epstein's residences at the same time underage girls were there.
Were there young women in another part of the house giving massages when I wasn't around? I have no idea of that.
Dershowitz did say he once received a massage at Epstein's mansion, but from an adult woman.
I kept my underwear on during the massage. I don't like massages particularly.
Epstein's mansion, but from an adult woman.
I kept my underwear
so
on
18.
During the massage. I don't like massages particularly.
Bob Norman, local 10, Dershowitz.
All right, goes around there.
God. You can't trust this guy.
No, you can't. Of course not.
I mean,
of course
come
not.
On.
Yeah. God. All right, let me take a couple of more of these here.
Deny, deny, deny. That's their game, right? Deny,
yep.
deny, deny, and then say anti-Semite.
Yeah, just smear the people. And despite that, I mean, he's written... it's interesting, though, because some of these guys... who have, of course, themselves been part of this kind of network of, like, smearing, you know, people that they consider to be enemies and stuff like that. He has now written a book like Guilt by Accusation and, you know, these kinds of things. Remember, like, that's starting to happen to you now?
Maybe
the karma of the universe is starting to bend back on people like this. And finally, he's getting back some of the misery and
yeah, but people like him actually deserve it because they're actually guilty and dirty.
No, that's what I'm saying. But just even for the fact that he's, like, flinged... you know, wrongful accusations in those directions.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting back real accusations. All right, let me see. Maybe this one. Let me move that forward a little bit more. We have a couple here. Anyway, this is from Court Listener. I'm not going to go through this, but this is from the law firm that was representing Dershowitz, and the fact that they wrote to the judge in the cases back in December 2018 to get these documents, to limit them from being released, basically, right? So that he has an invested interest, obviously, making sure that these documents don't get out. And that's the kind of stuff that they do on the back end, right? They know the judges in some cases. Now the documents were released, so we're lucky. All right, POTUS, real Donald Trump. Let's talk about whether or not the Trumpster is involved in this a little bit. A lot of speculations. Is he roped up in any of these kinds of the Epstein trap, basically? Is he? Did he go on the flights? Apparently he did, right? His name was there. He claimed he never had sex with any younger underage and stuff like that, while others claims that he did. This is a dude running, I think, out in California, Omar Navarro, who said, I saw this earlier today on Twitter, our president, real Donald Trump, is vindicated. He never flirted with Ghislaine Maxwell, never participated in sexual acts. Epstein only viewed their relationship as good friends. Hilarious, he says. And then he's dishing out a couple of things as evidence for that. But the issue, though, with this is that I think he's too tightly tied to Epstein. It's the question whether it was underage or not. I guess that's where it stands. It's clear to me that he was involved in some of this. And he liked his women and all that kind of stuff. You know? Yeah.
And the question is, did he like them young or not?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of abuse was happening?
Let's take a look at a couple of quotes from that. Here, of course, is the famous video of him and Epstein hanging out in 1992. Just check this out here. Look at the music. The world is a gay disco.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Embarrassing.
Cool move, dude.
And what's he talking about back and forth? He's talking to Queen.
They're on coke. Right.
Yeah.
The rhythm is a dancer. Oh, my God. I mean, that looks like pretty good pals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging out, they're checking out some guys.
Yeah, he's just blabbing nonstop. Yeah. Yeah, he's pointing out, oh, look at her. Yeah, I like that one. That's mm-hmm. That's what he's saying right there. Maybe you can go ask her if I can take her out.
Jesus. Look at that smile, though. Epstein has a creepy.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag. Was a dirtbag.
All right. See, it was just a reminder. Like, they're hanging out. They're having a good time, right? Audio. Trump describes benefits of sex with a troubled teen. Lindsay Lohan. Listen to this here.
What do you think of Lindsay Lohan, huh?
I think she's hot.
There's something there, right?
Yes.
But you have to like freckles. I've seen a close-up of her chest.
Yes.
And a lot of freckles. Are you into freckles?
Trump on Lindsay Lohan in 2004? I missed that. Yeah, so he went on the Howard Stern show December, 2004. At that time, she was 18 years old.
The father's a wreck, like the way he is.
Right.
You imagine the sex with this troubled
Yeah, you're probably right. She's probably deeply troubled and therefore great in bed.
Back in the day...
How come the deeply troubled women...
Yes.
You know, deeply, deeply troubled.
Right.
They're always the best in bed.
Is that mean that means
reason,
he's getting with them?
What I said is true. Right. I mean, they're just unbelievable.
I can tell from the...
You don't want to be with them for the long term. But for the short term, there's
nothing. There's nothing like it. So that's interesting, right? She had just turned 18 when he was on.
And they said, what do you think about her? She's legal now, so we can talk about it in public.
This one's kind of interesting, too. Listen to, and I know this is, yes, this is from a Biden account, but, you know, whatever. We can take from both sides. We're just focusing on Trump. The smear against Trump right now, we've smeared the other ones plenty. The point is, I think Trump is compromised, basically,
yeah.
and that's why we have not seen any changes, which he was going to implement, right? Listen to Trump admit being sexually attracted to a 12-year-old, and you could interpret it like, I guess, others, but it does not sound good. Listen to it.
Paris Hilton, and I've known Paris Hilton from the time she's 12.
She's hot.
Her parents are friends of mine, and, you know, the first time I saw her, she walked into the room and said, who the hell is that?
Did you want to bang her?
She is a...
Did you want to bang her?
Oh my God!
Someone says at the end, and it's like, is that spliced in afterwards? Was that at what? How did that conversation end? Why did they cut there? Listen to it again here.
Paris Hilton, and I've known Paris Hilton from the time she's 12.
She's hot.
Her parents are friends of mine, and you know, the first time I saw her, she walked into the room and said, "Who the hell is that?"
She's a very well-acquitted. First of all,
is it a deep fake? I don't know. Is it confirmed?
A 12-year-old girl. These thoughts should not even be entering your head. You shouldn't even be talking like that. And he's a father. Mm-hmm. Like, this is so inappropriate. It's one thing to be like, oh, she's an adorable little girl, a beautiful little girl, whatever. But, like, he's talking about it like he has the hots for
her. Who the hell was that?
God. Disgusting.
Yeah. This came up. Trump, Epstein, Maxwell. Let me go out here because it's bigger that way. The text. I personally witnessed this. So this is some of the claims, right? And I try to find. So this is one of the problems. I've seen a lot of the excerpts screenshotted on Twitter, where I read something and then I try to go find it in the actual document that was released, and I cannot find it. And so I'm like, okay, is this faked, or is it maybe from a separate document? The case number there I couldn't find in the other one and so forth. So it could be that something else is going on. It's just another document that I didn't know. Or again, it has the issue with the search issue that I described before. Anyway, this is what the documents claim. We can read it. You can make up your own mind. I personally witnessed the one occasion where Mr. Trump forced the plaintiff and a 12-year-old female named Maria perform oral sex on Mr. Trump and witness his physical abuse of both minors when they finished the act. I personally witnessed or was made immediately aware of the two occasions where my boss, Mr. Epstein, attempted to rape and sodomize the plaintiff. I personally witnessed Mr. Epstein sexually and physically abuse other minor females, even younger than her. It was my job to personally witness and supervise encounters between the underage girls that Mr. Epstein hired and his guests. I personally witnessed Mr. Trump physically threaten the life and well-being of the plaintiff if she ever revealed any details of the physical and sexual abuse suffered by her at the hands of Mr. Trump. It says again, I personally witnessed defendant Trump telling the plaintiff that there she shouldn't ever say anything if she didn't want to disappear like the 12-year-old female Maria. Is that Maria Farmer then, maybe? And that he was capable of having her whole family killed. So I don't know.
Is it real?
Tiffany Doe pseudonym, right? I don't know. I have to confirm this more. I try to find it in the actual doc that was released. The latest batch, I couldn't. It could just be a search issue, or this could be related to some other previous documents, right? Yep. So this is a little bit more here. we covered Trump's kind of troubled past, but basically it was a factory of sorts to create sex slaves, right? This was the objective, so that they can compromise and control politicians, scientists, all this kind of stuff, right? Listen to this here. Epstein then became enamored with Jane Doe number 3, and with the assistance of Maxwell, converted her into what is commonly referred to as a sex slave. Epstein kept Jane Doe number 3 as a sex slave from about 1999 through 2002, when she managed to escape to a foreign country and hide out from Epstein and his co-conspirators for years. So that's probably Virginia Giuffre Roberts right there that they're talking about, who, of course, went on to flee to Australia, right? Check out this. This is funny, though. I pushed this one back in the order a little bit. But
something that we noticed, for
here
sure.
Here we go again, yep. Right? With
the,
I guess this
always
is,
the white girls I guess this they're
is
recruiting.
Is this a white privilege here, The girls couldn't be black. Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell ordered victim Virginia Giuffre to recruit young white girls.
Yep.
And if they weren't, they had to be exotically beautiful. Unsealed docs.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all, because it's all we're seeing is pictures of European girls.
Yeah, you have like what, Naomi Campbell was kind of weaved into this as one non-white.
Where she's the exotic one, right?
Yeah, right. She's exotically beautiful. Some people speculate, of course, that she was a victim herself early on, and then she became an abuser. That's how it works, right?
It's not the first time white women have been a sex slave, if we want to go look at the Barbary, the slave trade, and then, of course, Israel.
To this day,
Slavic women being trafficked in Israel.
Yep. Remember the young Swedish girl that was testifying about this, too? She had been roped up into this. They wanted these, blonde, Nordic-looking white goy girls.
And then these same people outwardly will be like, oh, we need more diversity, and white is not the beauty ideal anymore. Meanwhile.
And then just give us all the white girls.
Yeah, exactly.
The pretty white. It's crazy, right?
Exactly.
A trove of court documents were unsealed Thursday and included a transcript of a three-way call between Virginia and her lawyers. In the call, she detailed that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell specifically told her to recruit young girl for sex, but they couldn't be black. The girls couldn't be black, Giuffre said. If there were any other descendants, descent other than white, they had to be exotically beautiful. That was just about it. She said that both Maxwell and Epstein gave orders and said, Jeffrey asked most girls to bring a friend and make extra money. Jeffrey went on to describe the disturbing details of her first sexual encounter. This we talked about earlier. And then they just go through kind of the rest here. But yeah, so there you go. This is the, they want their white...
of course they do. Want
their white girls here. Yeah. I guess it's
and there weren't any Jewish privilege. Girls that I know of. They weren't bringing them in from Israel to this island
as
that I know
as far as I know, I've not heard anything about that. Okay, a little bit of a... I guess we can do... Let me do a couple of these D-Lives here, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the FBI and the cops and the, you know, the fact that they knew... A lot of these people knew. A lot of the criminal system knew... White Rabbit Radio, I see here, is hosting. Good to see you, Tim. Hope you're doing well. DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Make sure you follow. Thank you, Tim. Pip RN with a diamond says, please interview Joanne from This Is Why We Fight. Have you heard of?
No, I'll look it up, though.
Joanne from This Is Why We Fight. We'll look it up. Thank you. Black Phillip with a diamond says, one of Epstein's girls said she turned anti-Semitic. Yeah, that's the portion we got into there, I guess. Maria Farmer. Pip, again, with a diamond says, this is why we fight, are on DLive. Please check them. Okay, we will. Maybe I've seen them in passing then. I do check in quite regularly on DLive, so maybe I've seen them. Sewersbot with a diamond says, Dirty Dersh can use the double dose of the vaccine. there you go.
Yeah, on the live TV, let's make sure that he really injected both of them so we can watch it happen. Mm-hmm. No fakes.
Or is it like that Canadian... Do you remember that Canadian?
Yeah, they faked the
Let me pull
right?
that up. Yeah. That could be fun to show show people.
Pretending that they took it.
What was that? Canada was a health minister. Fake vaccine, I think it was. Like it's. Let's see here. It says, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, it was in Canada, I believe.
Yeah, this is the one. Yeah, here it is.
Look, couldn't even fake it properly, huh?
They couldn't even. I don't think they expected that they would zoom in on it. Look at this here. I'll lower this a bit here. Here we go.
And with that, Health Minister Christine Elliott got her annual flu protection.
No, she didn't.
Oh, this is not quite the footage. I remember when she rips it away, you can clearly see it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. Okay, this isn't actually not the footage. The footage I saw was like perfect because when she took it away. Yeah, that didn't include that. Is that there's a fake upload so that you don't see the actual thing. Hang on, wait a minute. Let me find it here. Yeah, I remember it. Like I saw it on Twitter. Oh yeah, here it is. This is the one. Here you can clearly see it. So it's Christine Elliott, Ontario's Minister of Health, in charge of the healthcare of 14 million people. All right, come on.
Christine Elliott was one of the first people to get the flu shot this morning at Women's College Hospital. Elliott is urging the public to get the free shot.
Free.
Christine Elliott was one of the first people to get the flu shot this morning at Women's College Hospital.
She goes sideways out with it. She couldn't even pull. If she had pulled it back, it would been. But she just pulled it to the side with them.
And she wasn't even pretending I got poked. You know, no one likes a shot.
Well, look at
you're
her
gonna have some kind of reaction.
Look at her big smile there, though, right?
It's just take it.
Sorry, I was just reminded about that.
Yeah.
Where are we here? Over here, this one maybe. Yeah. Okay. Southern Dingo, shut up and take my money, except don't shut up. Well, thank you, Southern Dingo. Good to see you here, as always. Thank you for the diamond. Soros bought a diamond, says pedos don't seem to lose their payment processors.
No, they don't.
Isn't that interesting?
In fact, Epstein had an account at Wells Fargo. We had a canceled account at Wells Fargo, personally, even my clothing store, everything.
It's when you realize that we live in hell.
Oh, my God. And it's so corrupt. And all the evil people are in charge. They run the show.
I'm not the first one who go to the word, Satanist, because it's overused in a way, but these people are Satanists.
They're evil, incredibly evil devils,
demons.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And those kinds of people pointing the fingers at us.
Yes.
It's just outrageous.
And they're the ones who are being financially incentivized to continue. They're making hundreds of millions and billions of dollars.
And your average plebe has no idea.
No
idea about what really runs the show.
Well, I guess is it the Bible that talks about how Satan rules this world or something? Is that a line?
Something like that, I think.
Or the devil rules this world or something. And it's it seems like it. Spencer the First with a diamond says, Dershowitz is a insert Yiddish word for circle. Max Headroom with a diamond says, good old Zion Dawn. Max Headroom with a diamond says, Howard Stern.
Yeah, he's awful, man. GCGC.
Yep. Senator Dominus says, we are punished for being a beautiful people. Indeed. Obergreuper with a ninjet again. What are you? You're crazy, Obergreuper. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's very, very kind of you. He's saying, watching so many members of the tribe squirm and squeal because of their evil deeds is priceless. Why couldn't they shut this down? What's their game? Yeah, it's a good question, and it's always worth, you know, asking that and like, okay, what's the motivation now, or why is it getting?
Yeah, where are they gonna go with it?
I don't think that they have control on everything all the time. No, I'm not that
things slip out.
Minded like, you know, conspiratorially minded like that. That is like, yep, everything is locked down.
They can be so cocky and think that they're so in control that it'll be fine and we'll just deny and we'll cover things up. You know,
yeah.
And sometimes things do leak out. Truth gets out. That's the beauty of truth. It finds a way to come out.
And, you know, it's the nudging and the pushing and the, oh, this happened, and then they do that, and they try to prevent, you know, but occasionally, the genie slips out of the bottle sometimes.
That's right.
But also, it could also be that they are seeking to take out a particular segment of the sphere that we're talking about.
Mm.
And right now, that has served its purpose. I mean...
They probably have other spheres of the same sort elsewhere.
What country in the world right now is like is not controlled by these people?
Yeah.
Which institutions are not controlled? Which countries are not like subjugated completely under the banking system? Well, you have like maybe Iran or something like that. But look at how they're treated. Like international sanctions, they're just being squeezed out and stuff. But it could just be that it's like we don't need to do this anymore. Now it's phase two. Now it's
or something slipped out.
Corona
fake
alien invasions. That's the next step now.
Do some damage control, and then they can pretend to be the good feminists and all this stuff. You know.
Yep. Right, thank you, Obergreuper. Good question there, actually. I do keep that in mind. Like, what's the game here? And again, it doesn't mean that everything, as I said, you don't have to be hyper paranoid about everything. But it doesn't hurt asking the question. Like, hey, is there someone benefiting from this too now or something, right?
They'll find a way to spin it to make themselves look like the hero somehow.
Right? You bet. Black Phillip with the Diamond says, thoughts on the Jacob Wall, Ghislaine Maxwell link? Yeah, talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of tended to side with some of the... The Spurgy Antifa journalists like Bill Will Summers and what's his name again? The other one, the MSNBC, the tech, the censorship guy, Bill something. Is it Bill? I forget his name. You know what I'm talking about, right? They said that it might just be a deflection tactic. He's like a paid little operative that they go to kind of throw a wrench in the machinery occasionally. It just seems like he overblew his own. He tooted his own horn, or that I don't know. It's something weird with it. I'm not sure what to make of it. He seems to.
He's a charlatan and a fraud too, so you can't trust anything he says.
That's what I'm saying. I frankly don't know what to make of it. Maybe there's more information about that out. I should look into that. But it is very bizarre. If it is true, completely true, that means, and I said this last time we talked about it too, that means that you have essentially a pipeline from that world into the alt-light world, the Laura Loomers, and you know that.
Cernovich is friends with Dershowitz.
Dershowitz,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Is that the link there? You know what I mean? I was banned, but Red Ice account was banned or blocked by Cernovich because we did
the
show.
The Dershowitz stuff.
Yeah, by Cernovich because of the Dershowitz stuff. Yeah. Okay. SourceBot with a diamond says vaccinations are fake and gay. Bendy 2 on the beat. Is that how I pronounce it? Sorry. With a ninja guinea. Thank you, sir. It says, so true. Satan is the prince of the air. 5G. Well, there you go. Is it the prince of the air? Is that what he's called? Maybe it is. Huh? Interesting. Our lives matter with a diamond. Says BLM equals white ethnomasochistic soccer mom army. Awaken sunrise with a ninja guinea. Says, good to see you both. Keep up the good fight. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Mr. Wright with a ninja guinea, thank you. And again, Mr. Wright with 1, 2, 3, 4 diamonds in a row. Thank you so much, Mr. Wright. Always good to see you. GC with a diamond, no message. Again, a second diamond from GC, no message. And finally, SourceBot with a diamond says, please interview Dr. Kaufman. You have reminded me every time now. And it's here. It's right here not in the back of my mind, on the side periphery here. I will. Thank you. Okay, so. Let's just talk about these a little bit here. A couple of people noted this on Twitter, too, and another couple of links to the FBI. basically saying with the release of the Epstein files, those who aren't redacted, it shows that FBI willingly stood by and watched the proliferation of human trafficking and pedophilia within circles of the elite ruling class. How much more corruption will be brought to light? Unsealed eyewitnesses said Bill Clinton on Epstein's Island. Here's actually Thernovich posting some of this stuff here too. But a subset of documents involving Ghislaine Maxwell have been unsealed, and the court clerks made a major error. You can literally copy and paste the redacted pages into Notepad and read them. According to an account on Twitter, remember, while scandalous, these remain allegations. However, I will consider them to be credible allegations. Here is what we know so far, right? Remember that picture of the famous Prince Andrew's photo with Ghislaine Maxwell and the victim? The FBI had their own copy for years, even before the victim's 2011 FBI interview. The FBI knew, they always knew, they say here. Wow, this is disgusting. We must demand congressional hearings on the complicity of the FBI and the CIA.
Our guys.
No, of course, they? no one is saying that. I'm just bringing it up to people's attention know. Again.
Just, yeah, exactly. Like, how dirty it really is and how deep it runs.
Yeah. Now, let's put things in context. We previously broke that the FBI Department of Justice in 2008 knew about Epstein. Maine Justice, the D.C. Department of Justice, was helping run the Epstein case and even delayed the grand juries. At the time that Epstein signed his plea deal, the FBI and Department of Justice knew it had not interviewed all of his victims. Right, this kind of stuff continued. In never before emails, Jeffrey Epstein's victims reached out to the FBI for help in 2014. The FBI ignored them. To say that the FBI looks terrible in the Jeffrey Epstein files would be an understatement. Numerous victims contacted the FBI. The FBI ignored them, newly released emails show. It's kind of interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, as you kind of alluded to, these are the institutions now that are turning their eye towards, you know, their biggest culprits. And
people like us are the biggest
problem. What they have deemed white supremacists and white nationalists and things like that. And they're trying to say that these are terrorists, these people. And they have they're right now putting as much funding into what they have termed like right-wing extremism, as much finances and resources into that as they have done previously for ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and like Islamic terrorism, basically.
Yeah.
And so these are the people which do shit like this, right? They just let it happen, right? That's it. It's over for Bill Clinton. Eyewitnesses has him on Pedophile Island. Anyway, you get the idea, right? But yeah, so a lot of things in there regarding the fact that a lot of the victims have shared early on about the crimes. The victims have contacted them. There's another email I saw. It's crazy.
But nothing is
being done, right? And of course, it harkens back to this story too. Again, a reminder here regarding the potential reality that Epstein is intelligence, right? The mm-hmm. Acosta, one of the the attorney there in Florida, one of the districts. And I might get his title wrong now, but Acosta, he's currently, I think, the agricultural minister or something like that, where he was. He was one of the guys who cut this sweetheart deal or whatever they call it for Epstein, you know, back in, was it 2008 or 2011? I forget the exact date. But he had been told, he said, this is one of his statements, one of his quotes. And scroll down here, we have it in the article here. Speaking here to, let me read it. Specifically, she elaborated that Epstein issue came up when Acosta was appointed to the cabinet by President Donald Trump. Ward writes, he'd cut the non-prosecutional deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had, quote, been told to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. Quote, I was told Epstein, quote, belonged to intelligence, unquote, and to leave it alone, he told his interviewers in the Trump transition, who evidently thought that he was a sufficient answer and went ahead and hired Acosta. The Labor Department had no comment when asked about this, right? What? So Acosta, according to himself, backed off on prosecuting Epstein back in 2007, despite the possession of ample evidence proving his guilt, because he, quote, belonged to intelligence. Whose intelligence exactly is one of the first main questions here to rise, right? So are we talking CIA, FBI? Is that why they're backing down? Are we talking Mossad, Israeli intelligence? Are we talking both? Double agents, triple agents, weaved into both at this point. It's so incestuous now. This is big shit. This is big stuff. Like, these people are assets of the intelligence world, and they're the ones who are going to keep us safe from these kinds of things. Exactly. It's incredible, the corruption. Oh, holy smokes. Yeah, you can't believe it when you read about it, you know? All right, let me back up here a little bit. Ted Strikers with a diamond says, looking sharp today, Henrik. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Put her down. Sore spot with a diamond says, FBI Federal Boy Lover Institution. Thank you. Uncle Birdie with a diamond says, emotional vaccine to this abuse courtesy of, J Pharma, I guess, yeah. Thank you. American Life with a diamond, a message. Wes the Great with two diamonds in a row, a message. And Soros Bot with another diamond says, Zuckerberg is making me believe in lizard people. I don't doubt it. Right?
I have another one here. Cuck Free Zone. Do you think the entire Israeli government is involved in this sick pedo corruption? Are there any allies there that don't support this crap? Well, there has to be. I don't think in government every single person is a pedophile, but sure seems like there's quite a few, doesn't there?
Yeah, I mean
it's impossible to know.
Yeah, I think the tentacles goes far and wide and deep into like a lot of different facets of society. Basically, we don't have the full picture. These things are just like, I think it was an accident that this got out in a way. And now they're just trying to play damage control. And the question is, you know, that's why they took out Epstein, of course, in jail. And in all likelihood, they will probably ensure that Ghislaine is either, moved off to, what was it, the British show? It was not called The Island. Can't believe I'm forgetting it. The guy who went to, he knew too much. It was back in the 60s. He knew too much, and they sent him to this island.
Okay.
It was assigned a number, and it was like a bunch of people that knew all these things. Can't believe I'm forgetting it. That's crazy. Chat will remind me. What was it called? Not The Island. It
the
was
man
like
who
this...
knew too much, was it?
No, I don't think. Was it that? Anyway, I'll keep it on chat. Someone knows. Oh, God, it bothered me. The British guy. It was The Prisoner. Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Todd Unicus. The Prisoner. Fantastic show, right? Maybe that's one of the scenarios. They take some of these people out of circulation. They know too much. They invented something you're not supposed to invent because, you know, it upsets the apple cart. So they just put them over there, you know, take them out of circulation. All right. So I wanted to touch on the coronavirus before we...
God, I don't know. A lot of people write me and are like, I just get blackpilled when I go out and I see all these people in masks. And it's just, how long is this going to go on? Is this just going to be the new normal? You can't go shopping. You can't go out in public. You have to have these masks all the time. It sure seems like that's where things are heading right now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how hardcore it is now, like where we are. Before, when at the height of this epidemic and all this stuff, you could still opt out of wearing masks and stuff. It's more hardcore now.
Yeah.
Now that people aren't dying, you know, now that it's like, it's gone essentially, right?
Yeah. And it's always, that's always evident, right? It's the masses overall, it's as an entity, the mass is dumb and sluggish and late, and it's panicky, but way too late. As I said, I was like, I'm one of the first people who wear a mask because I was like paranoid in the beginning.
And then once they all did, you're like, I'm not going to.
And then as more data came out, it's like, wait a minute, they're like, and it could have been something there in like November, December, maybe there was some, you know, pretty severe flu that was going around, and some people had it, but most people obviously get over it. And then the phoniness began after after that, after like what I think was the initial wave, and then it basically passed over, and then they're like, oh, now they're just jumping on this and using we'll look at that here in a moment, but basically they're using the numbers from the flu. All the people that die from flu every year has now been swapped out with COVID-19, and they're running a gay op now with all this stuff, right? And it's for political reasons, economic reasons. It's a coup. It's a
trillions of dollars in debt now too.
Yeah, it's just full. They're going for the full gamut.
A lot of mom and pop businesses didn't make it. They've shut down.
The rich have gone richer. The big businesses are bigger than ever.
Yeah, all this bailout money. There's tons of big corporations that have tons of money that don't need corporate welfare that are getting money from these stimulus packages too.
The Federal Reserve has started up buying up debt, corporate bonds. They've entered into areas which they never have entered into before. They're taking over more and more control. There's so many things that are tied into this. And the naivety to think that it's just what you're seeing in front of your face on the media and that's all there is to this, it's just us.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Anyway, listen to this segment here. I thought it was interesting. I saw Jim Jordan was trending earlier today on Twitter, and they were basically, oh my God, Jim Jordan, it's what's wrong with America. And I don't necessarily like the guy. But to his credit, the last couple of times during these hearings, he's done some good stuff. He cornered some of the tech people, covered that last Wednesday in the No-Go Zone. Check that out if you missed it. Did almost a whole show just on the tech hearing. All these big tech CEOs lying in front of Congress. Jim Jordan was one of the guys that squeezed a couple of them a little bit now. Now he's squeezing Fauci here a little bit. Listen to this. I think the questioning is completely reasonable with everything in mind that we've seen with the BLM movements and stuff like that. Check this out.
Chairman, Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
Do protests increase the spread of the virus? I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
Should we limit the protesting?
I'm not sure what you mean. How do we say limit the protesting?
The government limit the protesting.
He won't say it.
I don't think that's relevant to...
Well, you just said if it increases the spread of the virus, I'm just asking, should we limit it?
Well, I'm not in a position to determine what the government can do in a forceful way.
Well, you make all kinds of recommendations. You make comments on dating, on baseball, on everything you can imagine. I'm just asking, you just said that protests increase the spread. I'm just asking, should we try to limit the protests?
No, I think I would leave that to people who have more of a position to do that. I can tell you.
Government stopping people from going to church, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah.
Last week in the Calvary Chapel case, 5 liberals on the Supreme Court said it was okay for Nevada to limit church services. Justice Gorsuch said it best. He said there's no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. I'm just asking, is there a world where the Constitution says you can favor one First Amendment liberty, protesting, over another, practicing your faith?
I'm not favoring anybody over anybody. I'm just making a statement that's a broad statement.
Can you just not say, yes, it's dumb to have Black Lives Matter and Antifa protests in the time of a pandemic because it will likely spread the virus further. He
cannot say it. He's wiggling out because he's so dishonest and he's so biased and he knows he's full of bull.
Weasel words.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And again, why? Because, I'm saying Fauci is not some big ringleader in this, but I'm saying... All of these people, they know what this is. All of these things are happening right now. They know that this operation that they're running here is super beneficial to them and to their agenda. So they just won't say it. Anyway, here's a little bit more.
That avoid crowds of any type, no matter where you are.
Okay.
Because that leads to the acquisition and transmission. And I don't judge one crowd versus another crowd. When you're in a crowd, particularly if you're not...
But they did, though, because when the people in Michigan, these dangerous right-wingers showed up and did a protest at the courthouse, they were armed and they were threatening politicians. It was like, no, they were just... It's lawful. They can carry weapons. They could be in there. They were standing around. No one was threatening anybody.
We saw all of mainstream media making excuses but this time, BLM out there, but this is important.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to defy orders because this protest matters.
Absolutely.
This one is important.
I remember the stories that came out even in fact, it helped to diminish the spread of the virus because it caused people to stay inside.
That's right.
was the take. Yet there was everybody should be out there protesting.
Not wearing a mask, that induces the spread.
It's a simple question, doctor. Should we limit the protests? Government is obviously limiting people going to church. And look, there's been no violence that I can see at church. I haven't seen people during a church service go out and harm police officers or burn buildings. But we know that. I mean, for 63 days, 9 weeks, it's been happening in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one night in Chicago, 49 officers were injured. But no limit to protests. But boy, you can't go to church on Sunday.
What was this? I don't know how many times I can answer that. I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah. You've opined on a lot of things, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, but I've never
said this is something that directly impacts the spread of the virus, and I'm asking your position on the protest.
Yeah, I'm not going to opine on limiting anything. I'm telling you what it is, the danger. And you can make your own conclusion.
So then if it's dangerous, then it should be limited, right?
Yeah, and he just conceded the point
big
that
crowds and protesting is dangerous, so then therefore they shouldn't be out there protesting according to your own beliefs.
He conceded that point earlier, but he refuses to put them two and two together.
Yeah,
because again, then it would be used, the headlines would
be Black Lives
Fauci
Matter.
Says, you shouldn't protest with Black Lives Matter, basically, right? And he just, nope, they won't do that. The agenda is clear.
About that.
Incredible.
You should stay away from crowds No matter where the crowds
are. Government has stopped people from going to work.
Hairdressers.
Yeah.
In fact, just in New Jersey 4 days ago, Ian Smith, Frank Trombetta were arrested for opening up, for trying to operate their business, their gym. They were arrested. But my bet is if these two individuals own this gym were outside just in front of their gym, and all the people who were working out in their gym were outside protesting, they'd been just fine. But because they were in the gym working out, actually running their business, they got arrested. Do you think that's okay?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to opine on who gets arrested and who does not. You get where I'm going.
I say
crowds.
Do you see the inconsistency, though, Dr. Fauci?
There's no inconsistency, Congressman.
What? There's no inconsistency. So you're allowed to protest millions of people on one day in crowds yelling, screaming, but you try to run your business, you get arrested? And if you stood right outside of that same business and protested, you wouldn't get arrested? You don't see an inconsistency there?
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're asking me as a public health official to opine on who should get arrested or not. That's not my position. You could ask
You've advocated for certain businesses to be shut down. I'm just asking you on your position on the protest. I haven't seen one. We've heard a lot about hair salons. I haven't seen one hairstylist who, between haircuts, goes out and attacks police or sets something on fire. But we've seen all kinds of that stuff during protests, and we know the protest actually increased the spread of the virus. You've said that.
I said crowds.
Yeah, and
I
crowds.
I didn't say specifically. I didn't say protests do anything.
So the protests don't increase the spread of the virus?
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I just want an answer to the question. Do the protests increase the spread of the virus?
I don't have any scientific evidence that anything. I can tell you that crowds are known, particularly when you don't have a mask, to increase the acquisition and transmission. No matter what.
So you don't have a position on whether the protests increase the spread of the virus or don't increase the spread of the virus?
I'm saying that crowds, wherever the crowds are, can give you an increased probability that there's going to be acquisition and transmission.
But do you understand Americans' concern?
Yeah. Yeah.
Protesting, particularly according to the Democrats, is just fine, but you can't go to work, you can't go to school, you can't go to church.
Not even playground.
There's limits placed on all three of those fundamental activities, First Amendment activities, but protesting is just fine.
You know,
the gentleman's time has expired, but I'll just ask the gentleman to just think about his question and put it in reference to crowds that gather at political meetings, at fundraisers without masks, on an oil rig in Texas, nobody wearing a mask, nobody social distancing, but a fundraiser.
Right.
Would that be problematic?
Oil rigs, fundraisers?
With that, I'll yield 5 minutes to Mr. Foster.
Would that be problematic? Oh, and he didn't answer that. Okay, all right, gotcha. So, yeah, Jim, the guy who asking the questions here, he was attacked on Twitter. Yeah. He was the problem.
That's amazing. Asking a valid,
what's wrong with
common
America
sense question.
Of course.
Wow.
Incredible.
I know. It's been so many exemptions for their side, right? They don't have to follow the rules.
Nope. All right. So this one, I wanted to show you this too. And a lot of people know this already, but it's important to reiterate this too. Stats directly from the CDC show flu deaths sharply fell as COVID-19 deaths suddenly increased, further fueling suspicion that deaths caused by the seasonal flu may be being counted as COVID deaths. Oh, this is obvious, right? The bizarre correlation is noticeable in graphs composed by an independent statistician contracted by InfoWars to organize data released by the CDC in the past few months. In the following charts comparing flu and COVID-19 deaths in Arizona, California, Florida, Texas, and Michigan. The sudden drop in flu deaths is noticeable in all states around weeks 12 to 13. The graph with blue and red overlapping lines show an inverse relationship between flu deaths and COVID deaths, a trend supporting the theory that deaths from the common flu are being categorized as COVID deaths, which would inflate coronavirus deaths count statistics. So here you can see it. Here's Arizona. It takes hold, right? Just as the flu goes down, right? There's some breakdown kind of on the numbers on deaths and stuff like that, underlying causes and blah, blah, blah. Here's California. We see same thing with the charts. as the blue goes down, the red goes up. That's all you have to look at here. That's how basic this is. Here's Florida. Same thing. Influenza deaths begins going down, and all of a sudden COVID deaths pick up and take over, and now that's dominating. Texas, same thing. Influenza is all of a sudden completely gone, right? But COVID has taken over it. Here's Michigan. And there's a huge spike there, actually. I remember that because there were so many cases there. But so this is kind of stuff that when we talk about, you know, numbers and data and stuff like that, that if you begin looking at the we are presented just with numbers. Mm. Well, this is science. This is what is right in front of you here. The numbers are right there, kind of thing. And it's like, well, who's looking detailed at the numbers and what those represent? And I covered last Wednesday here too, regarding some of the comorbidities, as they call it, where basically deaths attributed to other causes is being attributed to COVID-19. So, for example, people have been shot. They fell down stairs, broke their hip, COVID. And died, and that's COVID. There's many of these kinds of cases, right? So as soon as you begin looking at the
someone
data...
Someone I know just wrote me, actually, mm-hmm. a relative who knew someone who died, and her friend, it was her friend's mom, and she got the death certificate back, and it said COVID, and it wasn't COVID.
Right.
So...
Yeah. Yeah, the quote here from the person who pulled these stats together. I find it curious that flu deaths drop off as COVID deaths rise initially. Data is never definitive. It's always subjective. Think of visual data just as a snapshot. You can forecast, but not to exactness, just directionality. Some of the data was sourced from the CDC's National Center for Health and Statistics Mortality Surveillance System. Other data also comes from the CDC's weekly counts of deaths by state and select causes from 2019 to 2020. So anyway, make of that what you will, but these we reported on this too. Mm. And like, okay, they're just supplanting these cases here, right? But that, now someone's actually done
the data. I've ever seen the right? meme too. Where does the flu go when it's not flu season?
Yeah. let me pause there real quick. I wanted to play this one too, because we cover this too. Suicides is now a bigger problem.
People are depressed. The state of things is just awful.
Yeah.
Suicides. And people are having a hard time dealing with this whole lockdown thing and the masks and this new norm. And there's a lot of depression.
Yeah. A
lot of weight gain.
Suicides, drug overdoses, all kinds of things is now a bigger cause of death than the coronavirus, right? So here's the excerpt to a little segment. Let's listen to this here.
Let us predict. Opening schools isn't just about education. It's about preventing other public health crises.
Again, it's great that Fox covered it, don't get me wrong, but they're a little late. We covered, there's a lot of local stories out of Chicago, out of Michigan, a couple of different that were like reporting on the same thing. Basically, like suicides, it's alarmist. We should sound a little alarm for this. What's going on? Why are they so high? Blah, blah, blah. Obviously, this has related to the lockdowns, the economy, the social distancing issues. You can't see your family or friends or whatever. It's crazy, right? So for once, good on Fox for covering this.
One that the CDC director, Robert Redfield, recently said is beginning to rear its ugly head among high schoolers.
But there has been another cost that we've seen, particularly in high schools. We're seeing, sadly, far greater suicides now than we are deaths from COVID. We're seeing far greater deaths from drug overdose that are above excess that we have.
And keep in mind, all the pearl clutchers who were like kvetching about you want to murder old people because you didn't agree, we didn't agree with the lockdown and stuff.
Yeah,
remember,
exactly.
And this fakeness, and I remember we talked about it early on too. Like, there's going to be other consequences of this, and there's people are going to kill themselves, people are going to die because of like basically, and we've not seen the end of this. This is just the beginning of the economic collapse that's coming as a consequence of this. Trillions
that's
more in debt.
Bad.
It's gonna be really bad.
But I'm getting my stimulus check, so it's all good, you know, because $1,200 is really worth it. It's really gonna last longer.
Well, it's more important to sticking it to the neoliberal order by giving more money to Amazon than it is to making sure that people who are like just working class people can put food on the table for their kids.
Exactly, and then also
that's more important.
And also, certain states, you know, small businesses are getting fined. It is small businesses that are getting fined for not enforcing, you know, social distancing and customers wearing masks and stuff. Certain states have undercover government agents making sure that they're complying with this. They're not going to give Walmart the tickets. They're not going to Costco the tickets.
No.
It's going to be the little guys.
Of course. Yeah, they can't afford like rearranging their whole business structure and setting up new like weird test things and like visors and all, you know. Anyway, let's listen a bit more.
Yeah, this background, then we are seeing deaths from COVID. So this is why I came coming back for the overall social being of the of individuals.
Joining me now is Phil Kirpin, president of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Phil, I mean, you feel that pain in your heart when you hear...
As a, you're choosing money over, whatever, people. As like,
it's a lot more than money.
No. But again, it's like it or not, but unfortunately, the fact is we have an economy now, and if you run that into the ground and burn it and slash it and stomp on it...
People will go homeless and hungry.
People at the end of that going to suffer. Again, if we saw a super clear... how do I explain this? If we saw a very clear sign or like it could be proven that like this was hurting mega corporations, banks, the whole structure of like those who are keeping the capital system afloat.
It's not.
I would agree with you, but the bottom line is we've seen the opposite of that.
They're stronger than ever.
The richer have become richer. Bezos is slated to be the first trillionaire. Amazon has just gobbled up market share. I mean, it's like it's incredible how much more money they're making now.
Yeah.
Feds are getting more power. More, they're buying up bonds, corporate bonds. It's nuts, right? All right. Anyway, we don't have to listen to the rest of that. You get the idea. But the point is, like, suicides is now beginning to happen. That they're recognizing that themselves, and we haven't even begun to see the consequences.
And now I've heard too, as they're going into colleges. I had some students tell me about these ridiculous get-ups that they're going to have to wear in class if they can even go to class. Like with these masks and these visors, it really is turning into. Remember last week we played that that bubble that people wear to protect themselves from germs. Like, it really is heading there. I mean, is this what it's going to be every time people meet in large crowds now? Or when you go shopping?
Yeah, probably. Seems like it. It's crazy. Let me do a couple of these here. Sorry, I should have done this couple of these a little bit sooner because they're related to the topics here. But we'll go through them real quick here. Wes the Great with a diamond. Hi, bro. Hello, bro. Good to see you. Awaken Sunrise with a diamond says Israel Gate should be trending on Twitter. Yeah, it probably never will. Make sure of that. Sun for you. But the diamonds is a great streamer. Great streamers. When I get your times, I'll be back. Okay, welcome back anytime. Thank you. Max Headroom with the diamond says the prisoner with Patrick McGowan. Thank you. That's right. It's actually a very good series. I do enjoy that. Highly recommended. Patrick McGowan's The Prisoner. Very interesting. The last episode is just. Frankly, very bizarre, but you can decode that on your own time. Raina with a diamond says, keep kicking ass, Henrik and Lana. Well, thank you. Simon Coates with a diamond says, COVID so deadly, you need to test to see if you have it.
Yeah.
Black Phillip with a diamond says, a John Roberts, what was on Epstein's plane? SCOTUS? Oh, the... part of the Supreme Court, John Roberts.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. I have to look into that. That's a good tip. Thank you for that. Definitely look into that further. Wouldn't be surprised.
He's
compromised heavily.
Isn't it the judge you've probably talked about this, that's presiding over her, is like some trans liberal judge? Have you seen that? The pictures?
Presiding over whom?
Over this case with Giselle. Have you seen?
No,
I'll try and find pictures of them that's coming out. See if it's right.
Yeah, put it in the doc if so. We definitely have to show that. Yeah, search for that while I go through some of these here. HP Lovecraft Cat with the diamond says, Fraudshi is an anagram of Dr. Fauci. That's interesting. Obergreuper with the diamond says, Fauci fail. What a weasel. Indeed. Ragnar again with the diamond. Trump Epstein party video was disturbing. Yeah, it is kind of disturbing. Especially as that little boogie there. Oh, God. Flying Baguette with a diamond. Dr. Fauci should get into comedy shows. It's a good idea. The Gardener with a diamond. No message. Thank you. Mr. Wright with a ninja guinea. Thank you. He says, look, I'm watching Red Eyes Live with no mask. Hope it's infectious. Thank you, dude. Appreciate it. The Gardener with another diamond. No message. Thank you. Soros bought diamond. Epstein did not kill himself. Died of COVID-19. I'm surprised they didn't pit. I think they're going to do that for Ghislaine Maxwell, actually. We'll see. We'll see if they get to that. Higgs boson with a diamond says, Fauci. Is a ninja at dodging questions. He sure is. It's incredible. Max Headroom with a diamond. Actually, 2, 3 in a row. Thank you. 4, 5 in a row. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And the last one has a message, and it says, you guys are awesome. Stay in the fight. Absolutely. Thank you so much. With you guys' support, we always will be able to. Thank you. Whitey is mighty with a ninja guinea. No message. Thank you. Black Phillip with a diamond says, interesting, mainstream media has dropped COVID blame on China. Yeah, absolutely. Of course. I mean, they just kind of briefly covered that. Now it's now it's racist, and it's just it's everybody's fault kind of thing right now. McCooley with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you. No message. Appreciate that. Sunshine sucks. Tank twisted there. Sunshine sucks. With a diamond. No message. Thank you, Draconian Gimp of Death. Another diamond says, they wield the lie-deny combo like a sword master. It's amazing how they can you can weasel out of it for such a long time.
But you can see through the bull.
Yeah, the
you know
the
exactly
smile on
what
his
they're
face,
doing.
You know, the grin, anyway. And thank you to those of you who hands out. I see Sunshine Sucks hands out some one-month subscriptions. Thank you for that. Mike Holland got one. Who else got one? Roar got one. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. Roy Danton with a diamond says, dumping my last diamonds into some subscriptions. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Good to see you. Johnny Reb with a diamond says, our government cannot admit that they're wrong. And yeah, they never will. Soros Bot, another diamond says, it's okay to be a pedo as long as you ain't racist. Yeah, I guess so. That's the,
well,
that's the
out
worst
they
thing
are.
You could be.
But. Turns out they like them white. So,
exactly, that's true. The privileged class have preferences on a racial basis. How about that? Will they be charged for that? I doubt it. We'll see. GC with a Ninja Guinea. Thank you. Says just trying to stay on top of the list. Okay, well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. All right, what else did we have here? There was a couple of this one I can do real quick here. Netherlands refused to mandate face masks while Sweden says that they are pointless. Mm-hmm. There is no proven effectiveness. We've talked about this too. It says it on the masks, of course, themselves, the boxes when you buy them. It says it on the New England Journal of Medicine. It doesn't actually protect you for anything. Okay. And it's a sign of submission. That's basically what it is. I'm not going to dwell on this story. I just wanted to add it in there. A couple of just videos here right at the end. Did you see this one yet, Lana?
Mm-mm, no.
White people aren't allowed to enjoy ice cream anymore is the title for this one here. Let's check this one out.
Let me guess.
It's a large inconvenience for us. You can put your ice cream down for 5 seconds and give us respect. Silence on.
Oh, jeez. They're like crazy autists or something, are they?
And they just leave.
Yeah. Come out.
Thank you.
So put down your vanilla ice cream because it's racist, okay? God, is it, this is such,
I mean,
it's,
I, you it's, see this protests and stuff that go with like these really, isn't there a, you're telling me there is no law on the fact that like you can, if you can scream loud enough to destroy someone's eardrum.
Disrupting the police.
Or like, an air horn right in their ear or something. That's not actually against the law. That's okay. I've seen that where people like scream as loud as they can in someone's ear, and you can obviously damage
their
hearing.
It's disrupting the peace. So
All right. Anyway, you got that.
It's always this woman with this large mouth screaming at you about something.
Yeah,
you know? It's
we
always
want
that.
You to do something here. Yeah,
and then a couple unhinged guys behind playing their drums off. You know,
I mean, it's a big it's just an autism circus basically right now. This thing's going to end. When these people take over the corporations, when their kids go in to join the military of like the U.S., do you think this is going to like continue to function on the level that it does now?
There's
not going
to be camaraderie and unity and all that. Also, what's she saying? Black people used to live. What is she talking? What, gentrification? Well, I can show you a lot of neighborhoods where white people used to live there.
Exactly. And no one's complaining. Now it's just you're sharing your neighborhood, right? Now, well, you
now
haven't.
It's diversity.
No,
it's so much better now.
You haven't been replaced, they say. You just moved somewhere else. And now there's just another ethnic group that lives also in this region now with you. But in this case, exactly, then it's like you stole this. You took this over. It's
funny.
Incredible.
I made a tweet earlier when I was looking at, you know, some of those guides you can find online about like best rated places to live. And they have these ratings based on different things. I was looking at this one town. It said clean, very safe, nice neighborhoods, good schools. But what was the negative? No diversity. It's like they don't put the two and two together. Like all these, even like it was Maine too, was one of those states. It was like least in crime. And then what was the negative thing? Lack of diversity. It's just like they can't even put the two and two together to figure that out.
No, no, no. Of course
there is a correlation, believe it or not.
Yeah, they want the cookie, the cake, and eat it at the same time, right? Yeah. Isn't that what
it's,
you?
It's not going to happen. Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. Let me just check.
And then it was, what was it? LA was, they got an A plus for diversity, and then it was like an F for quality of life or something. I kid you not. They'll stop doing those soon enough because they're very telling.
I guess that's just done to level out the, like the graph or something to like make a negative into a positive, basically, right?
And I saw someone sent me this top 10 reasons not to move to Bozeman, and it was all about white people.
Yes,
seriously.
That's the bad thing.
This is like lack of diversity and culture because white people don't have any diversity or culture.
It's incredible, the racism. All right, check out this one. Zimbabwe signs $1 billion deal to repay white farmers. This is a big story. Was it back in 2005 or 4 or something like that? It was basically, it was the state, right? Zimbabwe, former Rhodesia, where they just started confiscating and taking over white people's farmland.
It's land reform, as AP land says. Reform. The violent communist takeover and murder and torture of farmers is land reform. I mean, you just can't make it. I love this too. Yeah, they signed $1 million deal to repay white farmers. But guess what? They don't have any money, you know? So what is the plan? To ask white farmers to be a part of a team that's going to help raise this money that's going to go to them. I mean, what a joke. What a joke.
So it's as usual,
when you drill
down behind the headline, it's usually more bull. I thought that there was basically some kind of justice in this here, and I was like, look at this now.
It's basically white slavery.
Of course it's not, yeah. Incredible.
About two
decades ago after they lost their land in often violent invasions, yeah. And of course, after this, what's interesting was a big story at the time that you could see the farm devastation from space. Right. Remember, there was the comparing satellite images from like 1990 compared to like 2005, 2006, 2007. It was like just completely dead, basically. Yeah. No growth. It was all, you know, brown or whatever, where it previously had been green and lush and it was, growing and stuff. And so now, of course, they begged them to come back.
Turns out we can't. We're not good farmers. So would you please come back? I know we were killing you and torturing your babies and raping and doing all this horrible stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. Land reform. But can you please come back? We'll pay you, but you have to work to raise that money to pay yourself.
Hey, you'll enjoy this one here. I don't think you've seen this. Heads up here. Check this out.
You're betraying Black Lives Matter.
I'm black.
Yeah, but that's not...
You're white.
You know, you're not black on the inside. I'm more black than you on the inside at this particular point.
Oh, my gosh.
You're black. There were people during the times of slavery who enabled the slavers. You're on the wrong side, ma'am. I promise you. You are my sister. I am you standing here. I promise you who I am. You're me standing
come on,
here.
Come on.
Mind come on. No comment.
Come on.
Don't
try to do stuff. Come on.
We just did.
All right. Well,
he's dying to belong.
The very first Americans were protesters. Protesters were the very first people to die for this country. I'm Jesus Christ, you tool! My profession is to save the world from goddamned assholes like yourself!
See, this is the thing, right? They think they're saving the world, these maniacs. These mental cases
they're
are like...
clearly deranged. Yeah. Like, these are the kind of people attracted to leftism,
are the people collectively as a society are placating to right now. Just scream as loud as you can with your totally insane, like, I'm more black on you on the inside. So what are you talking about? And I think this program
was so much anti-whiteness, too, that he, like, probably wishes he was black, too.
Right, and I think, it could be a mistake, but I think this is in relation to the little medical thing that they had there in D.C. and the black chick here, she was one of the doctors that tested. I could be wrong on this. But I think it was, remember the hydrochloroquine? Did you see that? Mm-hmm. The Twitter censored everything. They took everything down and stuff.
Was she one of them supporting?
She was one of the doctors. And actually, interestingly, if this is her, I could be wrong on that. But the mainstream media honed in on her. She literally has just arrived like from Africa, basically. And CNN covered this. MSNBC covered this.
Because she was the one black doctor on stage, right?
She's the quack. They pointed her. She's crazy. She believes in witchcraft and all these kinds of things. And like that to the side, while you think CNN would never, do something like that, but they ventured into that territory because Trump had retweeted her.
Oh, so it's like, wow.
And again, on the issue, allegedly, I know that there's a conflict of not interest, maybe, but well, partially, but the hydrochloroquine kind of drama, whatever, that some people say it's working, like, let's use it. And some people are just like, no, it's bullshit. You can die and all that stuff, right? But the mainstream media is clear, like, whatever Trump did,
it's in plants,
they need
the
to
way.
Be, you know, against, they need to be against that, right?
Yeah.
So he retweets an African doctor.
And she was the one African, I think.
Yeah.
The one black person.
She had some other kind of wacky ideas about other stuff. But the point is, she didn't talk about that during her, she was just there to talk about the science for that thing. Then she privately holds, like, you know, ideas about, like, spiritual things or whatever, crazy stuff, whatever. But I was very surprised that the whole media establishment started attacking her.
Come on, CNN. It's about decolonizing medicine, you know? So she's getting back to her witch doctor roots. You have to support that. And if not, that's
racist.
They were not
playing ball on that. You know, that decolonized science? Do you want to play a clip on that?
Which includes vaccines. Yeah, it's going to be in my new video that's coming out, though. So
let's remind,
you want to show that again?
Yeah, okay. Let's remind people. Because this is the
was decolonizing math, I think, was the one first, right?
It's science. Yeah. Okay. And so this is one of the narratives that have been running for some time, that as soon as
YouTube
you have, like...
YouTube pulled this video pretty early on. We did an excerpt from one of our shows. Yeah. We're just commenting on this little piece.
No, this is racism because we're basically laughing at these people because... Well, you'll hear it in the clip, right? But so there have been this push towards, like, decolonizing science, which means anything that was spawned by Western man is by default wrong, including, like, gravity, the electricity, like, you know, all the things. It's just, no, it's actually witchcraft is what that really works. You just have to believe that it does.
And because you have the colonized mind. This movement of decolonization, which I will get into in my video for them, I will get into in my video coming out here.
So the point is here, the overlap here between the two videos is, if I'm correct, that this was a doctor who was part of that little America's Frontline Doctor group. They were censored, banned, all that kind of stuff. The mainstream media attacked her for taking unorthodox views, while the whole establishment at the same time, which the mainstream media is part of, is driving this line that, yes, we need to decolonize science,
exactly,
kind of thing, right?
It's very picky and choosy, right?
Here's the clip. Check it out.
Okay, so can I respond to your submissions? Because I wanted to directly respond. I was actually thinking about this coming here because I thought that it was going to be one of the coming questions. How do we even start to decolonize science?
This is South Africa,
science,
by the way.
Science is true because it is science. Of course it is. And, you know, what can you do? And my response to that was, if I personally were committed to enforcing decolonization, science as a whole is a product of Western modernity, and the whole thing should be scratched off. Especially in Africa. So if you want
creating a roof over your head, you know, engineering.
We have to restart science from, I don't know, an African perspective, from our perspective of how we've experienced science. For instance, I had a place there for all the science people is... there's a place in KZN, in Kabialingana, and they believe that through the magic, the black magic, you call it black magic, they call it witchcraft, others, that you are able to send a lightning to strike someone. So can you explain that scientifically? Because
it's
something that happens.
It's true.
Wait for this moment.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. No. Submit by the rules. They're laughing at the person for not believing in witchcraft, that you can throw thunderbolts at someone by will.
Sorry. I need to address you directly. When we started this, we agreed on certain house rules.
Okay. And people shut up.
By you doing that, you're disrespecting the sacredness of the space. And so I'd like to ask you to first please apologize. Space is a European concept. Space and time, and then, number two, understand the rules that we went by in the space. Because it's going to be very problematic. This, when we started, this is not an antagonizing space. And so,
you can't disagree, basically.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
We women's right here.
This is a space for people to say their opinions.
But he has said his opinion.
Yeah. Opinions are going to be laid out. So I would like you to first apologize. And then go to abiding by the rules.
Shoot me with a beam of lightning right now and prove that it's prove that it's real.
Well, not 100% decolonized yet.
Those are the rules of the space.
anyway, she comes back now, the other one. Listen. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
And you agree to abide by these orders? Thank you.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So I will finish. Control See, that very response is the reason why I am not in the science faculty. I did science throughout my high school years, and there was a lot of things
and that you didn't
I
learn any of it.
Yeah, but it's fine. But Western modernity is the direct antagonistic factor to decolonization, because Western knowledge is totalizing. It is saying that it was Newton and only Newton who knew or saw an apple falling, and then out of nowhere decided that gravity existed and created an equation.
He observed a phenomena and put like an understanding around it of why it's happening and the vocabulary. Anyway, she goes on from here.
People are so immersed in what Europeans have created and given the world, but I'm talking about the things that she uses every day in her life, the building that's over her head,
right.
The table that's under her, the technology, the machines that show her her clothes. She doesn't even realize how deep she is into living a colonized life.
Well, you know, amazing. That's why they have BIPOC is they're going back to their plant allies, I guess. All right. That's about it. We're going to start wrapping up here, guys. I'm going to do the last few ones here. Where are we here? JC, I think it is up for bat here. Ninjagini, thank you, sir. Says just trying to... Oh, no, we did that one. Thank you. Just trying to step up the list.
She blinded me with science. That's a good one.
There you go. Actually, JC sent another Ninjagini after that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Our Lives Matter with a Diamond News reports big increase in liberal gun buyers. Saw that. Very interesting. More hypocrisy, of course, as usual. No guns for you, but I'll buy them. JC with another diamond. Actually, 2, 3, 4 diamonds. Thank you, JC. Appreciate it. Or GC. I say JC. Sorry, it's my Swedish translation. GC. Sorry about that. GC. Johnny Reb with a Nijikini. Thank you. No message. Lord Aragorn with the diamond says calling in an airstrike. Airstrike, Henrik. Calling in an airstrike, Henrik. Sounds good. We need it. Black Philip with a diamond. Says Lana going to be on Killstream next week. We hear.
Yeah, I have to get back to him, but I probably will. Yeah, yes.
Sounds good. GC again with the diamond says orangutan plus handful of ice cream equals final solution. Our Lives Matter with a diamond. No message. Our Lives Matter again with a diamond. Thank you. GC diamond says drive out white farmers. Starve. Win. Draconian Gimp of Death with a Ninjagini. Keep up the good work. Stay strong. Share the proper scientific data and dissolve the fear paralysis. I agree. That's rational and sound. Soros Bot with a diamond. Great show as always. Thank you. Appreciate it. And I think we're up to we're caught up right there.
I think there was one more there on entropy.
Yeah, definitely take that. Yeah.
Lycan Warrior. With all the social media videos that I've seen over the past few months, will the new rite of passage into masculinity include grown men or late teenage males physically beating up women and children?
Wait, what's the question? I'm sorry, I was like wandering and thinking about something else.
With all these social media videos that I've seen over the past few months, will the new rite of passage into masculinity, I'm not sure what that is, but include grown men or late teenage males physically beating up women and children?
I think he's talking about like maybe the BLM stuff that we've seen. It's like,
they already do beat up women.
Beat up, and you know, the violence and stuff like that.
And children, they already do that too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought, hey, maybe I'm detracting from the point here, but the videos that, you know, we've seen like out of Sweden and stuff like that lately, where there's a lot of like, there's a core, there's criminal networks basically that you can be initiated into by humiliating like young Swedes. You kidnap them, you undress them, you videotape them, you take their money, you spit at them, you do, there's like this ritual almost, and like an initiation ritual.
Non-European masculinity involves beating up some white kids or white women. So in that regard, yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise, I'm not sure what you're...
The only masculinity that's being attacked here, let's be honest, is white guys, right? Straight white men.
Yeah.
They're not attacking the masculinity of black guys or Muslims or any of these other people.
No, exactly. Okay, cool. Well, thank you, Lycan. Appreciate that. Okay, what else do we... I think that's that. We're going to open the chest here in a little bit, boys and girls. That was the stories we had for today. Great show, as usual, Soros Bot said. I think that was the last one. Let me put some diamonds into the box here too, boys and girls. What do we have? How much do we have in there? 800? Let's put another 9 in there then. So we doubled that. Okay. There we go. 1.7 K Lemons coming up. Here we go, boys and girls. 1.3 watching. Shout out to everyone joining us live. Do appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. So we'll be back Sunday, as usual, at redicemembers.com. Exclusive show that we do Sundays for members. Weekend Warrior, definitely check it out. A lot of them in the archives. We have archives going back to 2006. We're talking about thousands and thousands of hours. Radio shows, all kinds of stuff that we've covered over the years. And, of course, more honed in on these types of topics since about 2014, 15, something like that. So a lot of good stuff in the archives. Definitely check that out.
And if you want to support us and if you want to sign up for a membership or even renew at this point, you're going to have to use the P.O. Box. We have our P.O. Box address written on our websites under contact and also DLive that you'll find there. So snail mail is the way to go. We appreciate it.
But we should also say, but you can also pay through Entropy Stream.
Entropy which is and DLive, of course.
Online. And also, well, I wouldn't do maybe membership over DLive because that's more hard to... I can't catch that if someone goes in and pays for it. It's just the problem with DLive is there's no back end where I can go in and see all the payments or and messages attached to them. So that I'm just clarifying this here, that if you want to sign up for a membership, just go to redicemembers.com, click in on sign up, follow the instructions there under what's called offline payments. But you can pay with crypto or with credit card through Entropy Stream. And then we activate that immediately. The other option is, of course, to do snail mail. Addresses right there as well, of course. But yeah, anyway, thank you to all of you guys who've done that. And thank you for helping to keep us afloat while we try to sort out some of those issues.
It's going to continue. I mean, we're looking for some alternatives, but I anticipate that this will be a regular occurrence until we set something up internationally. So we definitely need the support via snail mail.
Yes, yes. Just thank you, everyone, again, for doing that. And thank you for everyone donating, super chats, all the good stuff. Really appreciate it. Okay, luckiest followers over here on DLive. GCGC, you ended up at the top of the list. Look at that. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Number one, Star Pilot. Number two, Papa Lasgo. Is that how you pronounce it? Number three, Udin Alfather. Number four, and Nordic Warrior 14. Number five. Thank you. Boys and girls, really appreciate that. So that's it. We'll be back here shortly with that's the wrong view right there. There we go. We'll be back here with much more soon. Boys and girls, take care, everybody. Always good to see you guys. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
Have a good night.
RedIceMembers.com. See you there.
Bye.
Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.